Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. And for the 7-0 class, first place, $700. Second place, $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu. DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Timo, the Bad Boy. Three Lil Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Bit Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. Gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc. Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Yo, 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 yo. This is the Butt Naked and DJ Grant Radio Talk Show, Grudge Inc. Show, Let's Get At It Show, Let's Go Down on Somebody Ass Show. Larry.
Yes, sir. What's going on? What's happening with your DJ?
We got a very special stand-in host, co-host, and helping me out to Butt Naked get off that pole. I don't know. They say he damaged the pole. He ain't as light as he used to be, so he's there doing a little extra construction work in the strip club. I think he broke the pole loose from its foundation a little bit, thinking he still had it. So we got to wait till he kind of cleans up over there, you know, and yeah. He'll be back on with us, man. So what you got going on, Mr. Larry? How you doing, brother?
Oh, man, just trying to hang in there, man, and help you out, and we want to keep the show closer to what you're always having. So tonight, your co-host is going to be Larry Naked. I'm going to be naked tonight.
Buck and Larry. Okay, Larry Naked. We got Larry Naked live on the show tonight, y'all. Y'all are just Larry. Your host is Larry Naked tonight.
And I'm not flying down no damn pole, either.
Yeah, I don't think, you know. But, Naked, I tell you the damn truth. I want to first give praise, honor, and glory to our Heavenly Father for allowing us to see another day. And you know, and hopefully I want everybody to have a safe trip down to Mississippi. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to fellowshipping with all my fellow grudge racers. And just looking forward to having a good time and getting some racing in, man.
I heard that, DJ. Well, I'm hoping that it'll be the same way, DJ, because I'm almost supercharged, man. I can't wait to
Yes, sir. We got two hands that's raised already for us. Let's see who's trying to help us out.
All right.
773-84-24. You're live with Stunner and Larry Naked.
What's happening, DJ Grant and Larry Naked?
Kid, what you know, good man?
Oh, nothing much, man. Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
It might be all right for you down that way, but Larry, you up here in Chicago with me, buddy. You better start putting some clothes on.
Jack Frost wanna crawl up somebody behind, huh?
I'm telling you, man.
It ain't that bad down here, y'all, man. Y'all come on down. Just come on down.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get that away, man.
I'm telling you. I'm looking forward to it, man. And like I said, you can't, now some people can go to a race or go to a show and duck and dodge and get out of not doing no race, but it's going to be real hard for somebody to be down in the same place, everybody the same place for 3 or 4 days and not do no racing, man. So some people going to get exposed this weekend, I feel, or we're going to see a lot of racing, one or the other.
Yeah, just like Butt Naked's introduction, all eyes on everybody, man.
Yep.
That's right.
That's true, old Butt Naked. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of what Butt Naked little song, man. Since you brought it up.
Yeah.
If it'll play.
Butt Naked might just have a magic touch.
Hey.
Four eyes on me.
Y'all want me to freestyle for y'all? I don't know if y'all ready.
You know what? I bet you got it. You don't know who to trust. So many players hate me. You don't sound like us.
Cut.
I heard that.
All right, 313. Just hang around, kid.
All right.
I know your mic be good and quiet, but I'm telling y'all now. Y'all know I'm not a fan of muting. But if we get some noise, too much noise, I'm gonna have to do what I gotta do.
I hear you.
313-5415. Your mic is live.
What's happening, DJ?
What's happening? You gotta say what's up to my co-host tonight.
Oh, you know, I'm gonna holler at Half Naked Larry. I was gonna tell him about himself. I said I was watching 2020, and they said a naked man was running on the interstate with a suitcase. So I kind of figured that was Larry.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. How you doing, Keith?
Oh, man. I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
All right, Kimo.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. I got an Alabama number here. I got to get them on. 205-27-12.
Governor Grant, Larry, how y'all doing this evening?
Sleepy, you ready to see some racing, Sleepy?
Yes, sir. Man, I just got off work. I told my boss, I said, Friday, don't look for me no more till Thursday.
Well, I'll tell you, a vacation. Well, that's what I look at as a little mini vacation.
Kick back, sir.
And do what you want to do and just let it, man. I'm looking forward to just a little bit of rest. I'm going to have plenty of work to do when I get back, but, boy, when I'm looking at having a good time. I wish I could hide my phone Monday and Tuesday.
I tell you what, Governor Grant, it's going to be a good time, man. I can't wait. We're already having good weather down here. Excuse me, Larry, I ain't trying to show out or nothing, but lovely down here, man.
That's true.
Hey, Sleepy, don't start that KO stuff now.
All right, Tyson, forgive me, man. Yeah, I just got off, man. Just came through the door, man. I said, let me get on my show before it get too late.
That's right. I want everybody to know this y'all's show. This is everybody's show. It ain't just ours. It's everybody's show.
Right.
Ain't everybody's on the same sheet of music. Everybody, ain't nobody no greater than the other. We all the same, man. We all the same.
Grudging till we die, baby.
That's it, man. That's it.
We all nicked on here.
This is a brotherhood, man, and ain't nobody's voice over nobody else's voice. I mean, it is what it is, man, and that's what I try to look for. I try to be, just as straight as I can be and straight down the middle, for either side on anything. I'd like to also say I think we kind of got some closure on the belt deal, belt situation between Crew Chief and 007. So
007.
I think we put that on to rest. And
that was wild, man.
Yeah, but we put the rest, and everybody, all parties agreed, it's time to move forward. And the conclusion of that matter is Crew Chief will be putting up a $500 deposit for the belt, and that race for them to run for the belt is going to have to take place in Mississippi.
Right.
But they will probably be racing at Ronnie Brown's race, but if they race for the belt, from what Ken said today, it will be in Mississippi. But now,
right.
Ken can change that rule anytime he wants because he has the belt.
Right, he's the champ.
But the champ does get to pick where,
where he want to race.
Exactly, where he want to race at.
Well, DJ, can I ask a question right quick? What I wanted to know was this. Since they came to the agreement, are they going to run with Willie Bob's or no Willie Bob's? Did they stipulate?
Well, I'm sure, they steps going to be their steps. I can't really get into that, but I would imagine it's going to be both trucks on 28s. No Willie Bars. I'm pretty sure of that. But then again, I'm not, I'm not the DP man or whatever, so I don't know.
Right.
Hey, man, tell Leroy he can't call in, man. I miss hearing from him, man. Tell Leroy to call in that he don't call but once a year. I ain't heard from Leroy in a long time, man.
Leroy working, man.
Y'all hold tight for a minute. Let me get a couple more mics open. We got 901-3572. Is this my personal homeboy I plan to kill later this year?
Bad boys.
901-3572. Your mic is live.
Uh-oh, you're not scared of him, DJ.
Okay, I ain't gonna outrun you too bad.
That wouldn't be wit, would it?
I don't know who it is. Wait a minute. I got another 901. Maybe he called from another day. He said, I'm going to get his ass. He's talking 901-2877. Your mic is live.
It's wit right here, guys.
Parking ticket for tomorrow.
Your bag looks good, Larry.
Greg Laguna,
man. That's all gonna got some paint on it, man. Ain't that something? Didn't they take that for Oscar, man?
Yeah, that
thing
was good.
So, man, I don't know. I can't wait to see it in person, my damn self, man.
Yeah.
That goddamn drag. Well, that drag's a mess. Drag
oh,
says,
yeah,
awesome huh?
Everything under that new drag.
Yep.
Everything from the ruler to the tutor.
Yeah.
You
got
a
nice teeth.
Yeah. So from the looks of things, just by looking at it, Whit, seems like some people might be in trouble.
Yeah, that thing looks like it's gonna fly.
If it run like it looks, some people get in trouble, huh?
Yeah, somebody gonna be in trouble. Big old ones hanging off that damn thing.
It probably ain't bigger than more than King Kong.
They don't
call it King Kong for nothing.
That's bigger than King Kong.
Shit, wait, them motherfuckers flying King Kong ain't shit.
We're going to step up a little bit this year, though.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got to go in the shop, man.
Y'all got wick slotted now. Y'all got them slotted.
Yeah, ain't hard. It don't take much to get with that started.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right.
What you think about what I said? Yeah, some jokes gonna get exposed this weekend, ain't it?
Yeah, boy. It's gonna be good, brother. It's gonna be, man. I'm coming.
Ain't no reason not to go.
Yeah. I can tell you this, like I just said on Dog Show, we coming to race in Lena.
That's it. Now, who talking now? Ain't but about four or five mics open.
Call it, Mark. You got to mute your phone if you ain't talking on the line, Mark.
No, I'm
okay.
Well, I'm on mute, so it ain't me.
You're going to cook again with it? I got a guy supposed to be cooking for me in Hattiesburg. Yeah, I got a guy going to be cooking over there. We're going to have chicken on the stick, turkey neck. That's going to be in Hattiesburg. Now, Big Ardenham cooking in Lena.
In Lena.
Yeah, you know, I missed your turkey necks last time.
Yeah, well, I have them in Hattiesburg, Larry. I had turkey neck, chicken on the stick, probably fish. We're going to have a few things.
Okay.
So y'all hear that, everybody? Whit say he don't mind feeding your ass after he drag your ass. Come on to Hattiesburg.
I like to fill them up so they can weigh more in the car.
so go get you a beer before you get your ass whooped.
Yeah, Whit just like Bobby Cole, man. It's tip for tap.
They got them Bobby Cole hell now. I developed one, two more mics. 313-2850. You are live with the Stunner and Larry Naked. Who is this?
What's going on, number one Stunner? Larry Naked, this is Meatball.
What's happening, brother?
What's happening now?
All right, man, just calling supporting the show, man.
You coming to Lena in Hattiesburg?
Man, if my money can get me there.
Man, carpool, hop in with it. It'll be enough cars leaving the north heading this way. I know you can hop in with somebody.
Yeah, we gotta get it together.
Y'all can watch the snow melt on your way down.
I heard you got a private jet. Maybe I can get on there.
You ain't gonna want to miss it. I bet you don't want to miss it.
Larry, you know I don't want to miss it, Larry.
Huh?
Yeah. It's gonna be a good. I believe it's gonna be a real good one, man. I'm looking forward to this one, man.
Yeah, I think it is. Actually, last 2012, my first year coming, buddy of mine been telling me about 2 years. He said, if you go one time, you ain't going to want to miss another one. And I have to agree.
Yep.
Had a good time last year. I really had a real good time last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
630-8765.
What's up, Stunner?
Larry, what's going on? It's Big Danny.
Hey, Danny, what's happening?
What's happening, Danny?
Getting ready to see is it going to go down in Mississippi? Or
oh,
are they going to bag up?
Listen, man, it's going down. I mean, all we going to do, anybody that don't do what they say they're going to do, they're going to be exposed. That's it.
Yeah, because, you know.
Nobody's exempt, including myself. I don't go, get down on my ass, you got to go. I plan to go.
I want to see all this good action over here. They all of a sudden they got the changing rules in the last couple of days, switching up cars, and I'm like, wait a minute, this sounds kind of crazy.
Man, I not know, brother. I not know. Look like we lost both of the I-901 boys. Maybe they'll call right back in. But you got a little background noise. If you would, just mute your mic back, and if you want to jump back in, hop back in, but you got a little background noise.
I'm going on mute right now.
Thank you, brother. 773-4309. Your mic is live.
DJ Dick Will, how you feel, buddy?
What's happening?
Man, trying to get there. Trying to head your way. Some way. hey, Big Will, you ain't going to speak to your co-host, Larry Naked?
That's right.
Oh, Larry Naked, I'm sorry, buddy. How you feel? I just got on. I didn't get your word. I'm sorry. Trying to dig out this snow to head that way, man.
Yes, sir. I can't wait till tomorrow get here, man. Tomorrow, man, I'm gonna be trying to haul ass and keep up with booty, man.
You ain't kidding. What time y'all leaving?
I don't know exactly what time I'm gonna be leaving, but I know it's probably gonna be in the evening time sometime.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, we so far behind, we look like we leaving in the evening too. We supposed to be leaving at 11 to 10, 11, but my crew chief, he's so far behind. So I don't know. I think we're gonna be leaving maybe about 1, 2, 3.
But we're leaving.
You got a point there.
Yeah. Just when you're ready to leave, make sure you take that good man with you, man, on down the road, man. Our prayers go with you, man. Hope to see you down there when we get down there, Will.
You ain't kidding, Larry Naked. I'm stuck on that, man. That's pro.
All right, yeah, we got 708-2502. You live,
hey,
brother.
Hey, Stunner.
Yo.
Stunner. Hey, man, I'm in Jackson. Can you call Big Chris? I've been calling him and calling him and calling him. He won't even have the phone now, man. I'm in Jackson sitting in the middle of the highway. With this
canary. What up, big fella?
Is that Drag, you friendly, man?
Man, I'm looking for Big Chris. I'm in Jackson right now.
Oh, you trying to go down on his ass right now?
Man, I just want to scam. I know he ain't going to run. I just want to scam.
Drag, you already in the vicinity, man. You already in the area.
I'm in Jackson, man. I'm in Jackson. You know I told you I don't play.
My daughter
called me from home. She said, Daddy, where you at? I said, I'm gone, baby. She said, I know ain't nobody here at the house and your stuff gone. I said, I'm gone, honey.
it's gonna be many a weekend it's gonna be like that, ain't it, Drag?
Yes, sir. I just told her you just sit there and watch that house. She said, shoot, you gone. I'm gonna have a fun. I said, I don't care what you have, just have it cleaned up when I get back.
I know that's right, boy.
Say, me and Big Drag ain't never had a disagreement or argument, but I'm kind of pissed off with it right now because he didn't speak to your co-host, Larry Naked, man.
Oh, that's right, Drag.
Larry Naked, what's going down, man?
What's up, Drag?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, nothing, man.
I had just got on. I couldn't make up your topic.
Big Drag.
Go ahead.
It's some people in trouble in 2013.
Man, I'm telling you, man, they're in trouble. You know, you ain't never hear me talk no crap. I've always told you I ain't ready. But guess what? I'm ready.
Ooh.
And I got to come out in the upper room.
The upper room. No, man.
Hey, we went to Memphis. Wick and them put the pistol on us, man. Made us open the door up on the trailer.
No, no.
The man, put y'all down on us, made us open the trailer, man.
He was just talking about how pretty it was, Dre. He was just talking about how pretty, but he ain't let us know how he got in there now.
Yeah, man,
he put a gun on us, man.
That's why they call him the 901 bad boy. Those some bad boys, man. They ain't get that name bad boys for nothing. Pulling guns and stuff. They ought to be shaming they
said. And bought us lunch,
man. God, dog.
That's why I went so quiet, man. That's why I went quiet.
Yeah, we got dog. It was one of the first ones. Come over there and looked at it.
That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, man. I'm glad that you got it finished and ready to go down on some people's asses and all of that good stuff. So I look forward to seeing it myself, man. I'm ready to see it in living color.
Yeah, man, it's turned out nice. What up, kid?
Hey, Perry coming down there?
Yeah, man, Perry and them thrashing like a song gun right now, man. They got dog at, he be ready, though. He was, they about ready to start a car when we left, you know.
Oh, okay.
I know you're ready.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Man, we is ready, got dogging like some concrete done set up, got dogging for 3 days.
Ready. Oh, I see 901-2877. Is that with a Mark?
I think that's Mark.
One of them.
Right,
Whit,
I had fell off, DJ, my phone.
Yeah, I seen where you dropped.
Hey,
Whit. You tell us what you had to do to get in Big Drag trailer, man. Big Drag, I told you, pull guns on, let him, so you can get in the trailer, man.
He tried to block the door when I pulled up. I said, hold up.
They
tried to lock the door, and him and Turk locked the door on him.
but they got y'all the 901 bad boy. You ain't standing that, huh?
Yeah, Drake already know. He got nice feet.
Hey, tell Big Chris, ain't no sense in hiding that.
No, I told him y'all dog he had last week. I told him he had 7 days in the wake up. Now he ain't got nothing but 2 in the wake up. So he got to face the music. He won't have his phone. I've been calling him. I'm right here in Jackson. I ain't made it out yet. I'm trying to get to him, but he will not answer his phone, man. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I just left Perry's shop. They about to crank up. They just about to crank up.
Yeah, that's what I was telling them. That we sent you early this morning, and Perry about ready to get started.
Yeah, he about to fire up. They about 30 minutes from cranking up.
Man, we going racing this weekend.
Yes, sir.
It's here, man. I'm telling you, it's here.
Wow.
It got here fast, man.
Damn, sure did.
It's here. Ain't no doubt about that, Dre. You say you if you catch Big Chris tonight, y'all gonna get it on. Y'all ain't gonna have to race at Lena.
No. Hey, where BT at? He's steady looking for me some action. Get him on the line. Can we get him on the line?
You know BET, hey Dre, you know BET on the Willie Dog Show right now. You know he ain't over here yet.
Well, I'll be glad when he get over here.
I think with Dog Show. BET, if you out there, raise your hand, brother. Raise your hand.
I want to send shouts out to Tony Vines. He did some real sportsman-like, real grudge racer. Type thing he just did on a Dog Show.
What'd he do? What'd he do with? Let everybody know what he did.
He actually put 50 names on the board today. He wanted everybody to pay attention to all the names. Your name is on there too, DJ Grant. And what he wanted to do was he wanted to create a fund for Street King, the guy car got stole,
yeah,
trailer and everything. He wanted to create a fund for Street King and Dog, for Dog to get his motor fixed. Because he said they wanted the 2 top grudge racers, you know, next to him and this and that. And he just wanted anybody to donate anything. They're supposed to throw a race for them in a Bowling track. And that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying?
That is.
The grudge game.
And he'll probably tell you more about it once he calls y'all. There's a lot of guys' names on there. It's 50 names. And
wow.
I just think it was just a stand-up thing for him to do that for the Grudge name, you know.
That's true.
Right.
I got a minute.
That's good brothership there. That's good brothership there.
It's basically what Larry always talking about, fellowshipping.
Yep.
We got, you know, this bullshit about these cars getting stolen and stuff. I mean, we all got to, if shit don't look like it right or shit look out of place, especially like this weekend when we pitted again, when whoever you pit beside, man, just, you know, take a mental note of who you're around, man, and make sure, you know, if something look like it's out of place, you know, say something. Cause it's
we got Larry, he's going to be on security there. We all need
to get
together and put some money together. And make sure we take care of Larry, because Larry is not going to leave, and he's going to be there, and he's going to be armed, which is licensed to carry. So if somebody's looking to get him in trouble, he's legal to do that. And the next thing is we need to put some money together for him, because Larry's not going nowhere. He's going to sit there and watch some race cars.
Yeah, we need to do that. We need to take care of Larry for that.
Definitely. But yeah, I mean, stuff like, I mean, that's what this stuff ought to be about, man. We can talk shit at each other, go down on each other's ass, but at the end of the day, man, we all doing what we love to do, man. That's race. That's Grudge Race. Period.
Hey, man, if all of us take time, man, and just chip in, I mean, it ain't got to be nothing extraordinary, because we always born with this energy, man. Just chip in and be for one another when another was down, and share that brotherhood, man. Hey, man, this thing gonna be beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It would. It'd be beautiful. Because I don't mind making a sacrifice. And the reason I don't mind making a sacrifice is because there's a lot of y'all coming down the road where I'd have been already. You know, and my thing is this here. I want to help out as much as I can. There's a lot of y'all much younger than I am, and so far and so on. But y'all believe this. If y'all put y'all hands together, I'm going to put my hand in there somewhere, too, man. Y'all got to leave me some room.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it, man. That's it.
Yes, sir.
That's it, man. If we keep this shit racing and keep it moving, man, we'll go a long way. All this extra political bullshit and all these sensitive-ass goddamn, oh, my goodness, man. We got to leave this sensitivity alone, man.
DJ, make sure, hope don't nobody get that, gonna get, what, I don't even want to call his name on the phone. He get on the phone, he gets to yelling through the whole show, you blood, I can't even get a word in.
No, I know, you talking about almost red.
Yeah, we don't even want to say his name, cause he said to press the one button and get the hooping and all, I'm like, oh, no.
Man, I got a little upset with Red Hot last night. I didn't appreciate it. If Red Hot want to come on and apologize to everybody, I think that would probably be a stand-up thing to do. But you never, ever should talk down or wish somebody's show to do bad. That's just one thing you don't do, man.
Yeah, that was awful what he did, what he said last night. Wow.
You know,
it really was, and he got a penalty to pay for it. Cause as soon as we bring that hunger down, that down on his ass, we going.
I don't even know what he said or did, but since y'all said he said something, we're gonna give him the black time to clear immediately.
he ain't gonna take his UA stock suspension on 28. No, the car he wanna race down here. I don't know. If I feel frogging down on his ass, I'm gonna go head up. Fuck him.
Get to the line and knock my head off. And when it's done and over with, then let's get over to the party field, man. Let's laugh and have us some fun, man. Yeah. And next time we get together, let's do the same thing all over again, man. That's what it's about.
The thing, you know, sometimes I give people benefit of the doubt. Sometimes you get heated up in the moment and you say stuff you really don't mean. If he can just come on and just say he just didn't mean it, he's sorry. He needs to do that, I feel like. I ain't going to keep talking about it, but I can't tell a man what to do or what he might have meant it with all his heart, so I don't know.
What you said last night, that was from heart. He meant that.
Yeah.
I wasn't no, you know, outburst.
We ain't going to dwell on the...
What was said
was that basically Jay Barnes had said, he had made mention to about two races, I think, that took place or something. About one was the slowest races won with, you know, Edmund Hall winning that 25-mile. Now, you know, Jay just
oh,
being
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah.
Just telling Amen. A joke. He wasn't talking down on neither one. Just making a, you know how Jay do. And Red Hawk came on there thinking, you know, kind of like, why you want to talk about me and use me as a joke and blah, blah, blah. You know, that's what I hate about this stuff and this Grudge Inc. and this, and I tell you what, I hope you got them to show and Lena Rain out.
Yeah. But what's so funny, Jay was talking about him earlier and saying who he knocked off, who he had
I don't know what.
So I don't know where that came from.
I can tell you, Jay don't mean no damn harm. Jay just being Jay. I mean,
yeah,
we all grudge.
Jay,
Jay has given me hell. He's giving everybody. If you fuck around and lose a race or anything, Jay's gonna talk about it. So just get ready. It's gonna happen. Or don't race. He gonna talk about it.
It is what it is, man.
I mean, you know. Only way you can change your destiny is goddamn do something about it.
That's it. Because Jay had gave him his props. He had told him about a race he won, I think two races.
And I don't want to damn his props. We ain't talking about him no more.
After that, he must have had too much to drink or something.
601-7291. Who is this? 7291. Your mic is live. 601-7291.
Got anything
to say?
Vic
Chris, you hiding? All right. Going once, going twice. All right. 9014. Your mic is live.
Yeah. What's going on, fellas?
What's
happening?
How everybody doing tonight?
Leon, Ronnie Love.
Man, I'm trying to make Wednesday come on by, man. This snow just won't stop. We just got about 2 more inches and then it stopped.
Uh-huh.
Oh, y'all got that lake effect snow.
Yeah, yes, we just had 2 inches. About two and a half inches just came down and just stopped.
We ain't doing nothing over here.
Leon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, ain't no inches around.
Oh,
you're going to be by yourself, trust me. By tomorrow night, boy, I'm going to be on that
there,
on somebody's highway heading south.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Open the door. Pulling up.
You ain't pulling up nowhere. But though you going to open up and pull up in, you might not get caught in that water bottle.
We pulling up to your house, man, while you talking jazzy.
What'd you come to my house for?
Get that ground. You told him to pick up the trailer hitch. You forgot?
Oh, well, I put that in the truck for him to come get it. Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
Hey, man. When I got down with that song on last night, man, I looked at it. I said, I purged out. You know, I had to test everything, make sure all the solenoids working, right? Everything, when I turn that brake loose, it go to clicking. I said, Jermaine, I unwrapped the garage, man. Let's roll this outside. I had to fire that song out. Ooh, I was just sniffing, let it warm up and crack the throttle a little bit. I said, oh, yeah. Somebody has in hot water down there, boy.
Hey, Leon.
I'm going to eat that stop up, boy.
We driving down the highway, right? I kept hearing some birds and stuff like that in the truck. Man, I don't know what the heck's going on. So we pulled over, the trailer was shaking and everything, opened the door. That was that Camaro that fired up. It was sitting there chirping.
It was crooked by itself, huh?
Hey, man, you know that was Big Clock up in there, man. He had to try to get out of there.
Big Clock won't even answer the phone, man. I just went through Jackson, man. The man won't answer his phone. I've been calling for the last 2 hours.
Wow.
He would not answer his phone, man.
Oh, man, he probably on the Willie Dog Show. That's why he probably didn't. That's why he probably
didn't. He know my number when I talk to him every day, man.
Hold on. 601-7291.
Hey, he working, man. He working.
601-7291. You went out, went back in. Now you're back home.
That's a Mississippi number right
hey,
there.
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
What's going on? Who is it?
This is Mr. Squirrel, but I just can't wait for y'all to get down here and we can do some race.
We're here now. We're already there. I'm just passing Frontage Road. Wait a second. What's that? Hold on. I'm going to tell you one second. I'm passing Northside Drive and Meadowbrook Road, exit 100.
Okay, well, you is Jacksonville.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just can't wait till y'all get down here and we can have a good time and, you know, and just enjoy ourselves.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Squirrel.
Huh?
Have you seen Big Clark?
No, I ain't seen him yet. You heard something?
No, but put out an APB on him, tell him to drag down in town.
Somebody told me he got a snowmobile and everything ahead of
him. Oh, man.
Now, you came to the south and made Clark run up north, drag.
Man, he gone back north, got a snow, done bought him a snowmobile, had a ski suit and everything on, they said he had on.
That
hey,
big man had a ski suit on.
Hey, drag. And
that's
a ski suit. It didn't come on 55, he came up 65.
They said Clark looked like a big black-ass penguin.
Hey, boy, Big Clark went the other way.
Hold on, somebody call me right now from 901. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, DJ.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is the way it's supposed to be, man. Yeah, I like that fellowship thing, man. This is the way it's supposed to be, man. And we can keep it like this here, man. You know, that's what's going on, man. Because we're gonna have a lot of fun down at Lena, man.
Hey, that was Gadget said that Big Chris was on. He was on the line with Big Chris, and reason Big Chris couldn't answer. So let's open it up. They're going to call right now, DJ, him and our guest.
All right.
Hey, Greg, you made a mistake, man. I just seen something pass me at a high rate of speed on a snowmobile. That was Big Clark, man.
He had a Superman outfit on.
773-4015, your mic is live.
How everybody doing, man? Preacher Boy, man. I just started with everybody to stay still, man.
Preacher Boy, you gonna be in the house, Preacher Boy?
Yeah, I'm about to be at home, Mr.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Preacher Boy. We thought you was coming. Somebody asked me what you were doing.
I will, man. I ran a lot of technical difficulties, man. All life.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Preacher Boy.
Yeah.
I wanted to inform you to speak to your co-host of the show. Larry Naked, man. Larry Naked.
That's right.
Yeah, I wanted you to speak to the co-host of the show, Larry Naked.
Somebody either turning into the hook or got a little extra breathing going on in the phone.
Yeah, Ryan, whoever
it is, goddamn,
sound like a pervert.
Sleep. That's Big Chris running down the highway.
Oh, man.
I
appreciate everybody, because I got about 10 mics open at least. I appreciate everybody keeping it quiet and being respectful when people come on. Let's keep it. You know, y'all know me. I don't like muting no mics, but God damn. David Banner, I'm going to find you. Y'all hold on to your horses. 601-0467.
Big Chris.
Who we speaking with?
Hey, Star. They say a dude named Big Dragon looking for Big Dragon right here. What happened, Star?
What's happening, man? Man, they got all kind of rumors going about you, Dick Clark. They say you in a penguin suit heading north. Now, what
hey,
you doing
man.
About?
Hey. Hey, listen, man. Where's Big Dragon, man?
He over here? Drag.
Yeah, Jackson.
I'm right here. Where you at, Jackson? I'm going to come find you. Where you at? Okay, hold on. Let me tell you. I'm going under this bridge right here. I'll call you, then I'll pull. I just passed the Hooters about 5 minutes ago. Wait a minute. Hey, pull over. Wherever you at right now. Hold on, Chris. Let me tell you where I'm at. I'm at Fornication Street.
You want to get out of that truck?
Hey, well, listen. Hey, the next street you're going to get to is going to be High Street. Pull over right. Yeah. Hey, turn on High Street. I'm going to be at High Street. You hurry up. Ring your snow, ride the snowmobile. Hey, I'm riding right now. On my way. You have to pay. On my way. Hey, DJ Grant, don't nobody come through Jackson without seeing Big Clock or Jeff.
Hey, man, we can't get Big Clock if he's running.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Big Drag, I'm about 5 minutes away.
Big Drag done encountered the 901 bad boy. Now he's finna deal with Gadget and Big Claw.
Hey, listen, man, Big Drag is in trouble.
He in trouble.
Big Chris. He's in trouble. You in worse shape than the song I'm sitting there at the doggone White House looking like you want to do something wrong. You know what they're going to do. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, sir.
I already checked. I know you got your suitcase still by the door, but Larry ain't left yet, Drag, so you got to buy your damn stuff. You're in trouble. Larry told me he just sent you going down Madison. Got dog with a snowmobile in a pink suit, man.
Nigga, well, yeah, he sent me a text early.
He sent me a text
when Whit was saying something about a big motor. He said, let me say what the hell Button Nigga said. When he said something about how big what's the name motor was.
Yeah.
Button Nigga said, tell 901 Button Nigga got Godzilla in his car.
I know that's going to be a good feeling for y'all just watching the ice melt.
Man, please. And then check this out, DJ, when I come down now and go to this event, I got to turn around and come right back because Rums by Net Reservoir, that's where we do our fishing at. I got to turn around and come back over there.
Get out of here.
Larry, like the fish, that's about 5-6 miles from me.
Where you at, Chris?
You ain't made it here yet.
I can, I guess.
Hey, listen. Hey, Drag. It's a whole food chain right there where you in on High Street. Get some of you happy in a minute.
No, we sitting here at the gas station. I'm going to put some more diesel in the truck.
All right, okay.
I thought you was finna unload the car. Get right on Big Chris' ass when he get that, right?
He better not.
No, give him a break, Drag. Give him a break.
I'll unload it right now.
Well,
I know, man.
I can't wait till I get down there, but next. I mean, DJ Grant, I can't wait till I get down there, man.
You're going to have a good time, man.
Man, I'll be at home, man. You know, my home is Greenville. That's what my home is, Greenville.
We're going to have a good time. Everybody on these shows, everybody, all of us at the same place at the same damn time.
Yes, sir.
Going
down. There go Gadget. Gadget just pulled up. I'm just telling Gavin, cut his throat too. All you missed it before.
Hey, Drag.
Yeah.
Don't open that door up for Gavin. Tell Gavin I said he can't see nothing.
We ain't going to show him nothing. We waiting on him to get to the track.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, this is what I'm talking about, boy.
Hey, DJ, tell him. Big Chrissy on the phone. Let the Camaro out and do a burnout right down High Street.
Claude. Derek say for to let that beast out the cage, boy.
Hey, man, I just dragged running in the mouth, man. Hey, man, that drag don't do that.
Drag said he got a wild gorilla in there, boy, just beating on the cage.
The orangutan.
Man, oh, man. Drag is already down, and God, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Ooh, woo.
Uh-huh.
He ain't playing.
No, we come to get out. We ain't playing.
That's obvious.
Hey, bro.
That's the obvious.
I ain't heard Drag this hype in a long time.
Man, you gotta understand. That's a good feeling, man.
Yeah.
Now your car ready to have everything kind of come together.
I'm saying all that work you put in, man, it's time for it to feel good, man.
That's it, man.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Man, I put in some work. To get it here, not talk about me.
Somehow, I apologize if anybody got their hand up right now. I'm trying to refresh this board, and I don't know why the hell it's taking so long. But if anybody got their hand up, please bear with me because I can't tell if you do or don't. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, my co-host Butt Naked will jump in here in a minute.
We come and shut Mississippi down. Look at that drag out there. Y'all in, though. We got the gas station blocked off with this stacker.
Get it blocked off.
I got a 58 dually I'm toying with. That's how bad I want to come to the race. I sold my total home. I got a 1958 Chevy dually I'm pulling with.
Oh,
Gavin,
man.
What's happening, man?
Appreciate it, man.
All right. And I told you we'd be here. Hey, Gavin. What you want to do with that you got on the back of the truck, man?
I'm going to put it in our boat.
You ain't putting on in no boat, man.
CC, are you on the line, CC?
Hey, Big Law.
Hey. He said he's putting it in a boat.
I'm putting it on a boat.
Miss CC, are you on the line? to help me with the board.
Who is that?
Somebody got a text because they said they could help me with the board a little bit. Who is CC? Colleen.
BJ. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
BJ.
Yes.
Hey, she's getting everything straightened out now. She'll be on in a
second. Hey, ask Gadget what all this truck is I'm talking with. It didn't matter. This song going to get me down the road. It was not going to, I was about ready to pull a sucker with my Suburban, and I was not going to let Big Chris get away. This ain't showed up yet, y'all. Where he at? I see somebody over there with a big old eyes.
I'm getting out the exit, man.
Somebody over there peeping.
Well, you shutting down Mississippi drag.
Hey, Gadget. You got some muscle big heads on here.
Drag has already invaded Mississippi. Wow.
We here.
Wow.
You already invaded.
Man, I'm ready to leave. Hey, I'm ready to leave now.
Yeah.
I know Leon can't be still. He got an Indian on the back of his truck now, I'm telling y'all, listen to what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Oh. Kevin Jazz is doing a dance over there. This ice off. I'm just saying he got an Indian, y'all.
Hey,
yeah. He got an Indian.
I gotta be the first to say, boy, if y'all don't know it, Drag got his swag all the way back.
Oh, man.
Drag got that new swag.
Yeah, time when I seen him with his swag like this. Oh man, it was hella telepathic. He was on it. Y'all amazing, huh? Yeah, we, what's up? Y'all amazing, huh? Yeah, we, yeah, we, Big Chris, hey, Big Chris, he got, hey, he got his old lady when she made him come. Look at the trailer moving. I tell you, I would have told with my Suburban to come see you.
I can't wait to get down.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
Leon, man,
Gadget, he got an Indian on the back of the truck, man.
Hey, DJ, you go be Chris a minute. I'm taking a
look. I know he's playing peekaboo.
Yeah,
he's playing peekaboo. He's got quiet. Hit it on back, huh?
Yeah. When you pulling out here to Lena?
Dre. This ain't like, man.
Man, I don't even know why I'm coming.
Oh, you fake pumping.
Nah, I got on the bat phone and called him.
He didn't
send me my motherfucking check.
Yeah, but
so,
the thing
though,
I told you, I was
told
with my
total
on my phone.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
Oh, D-Shot.
I don't have no problem with it.
Oh, there ain't going to be a problem unless D-Shot is there.
There ain't got no problem with it. Hey, guys, I'm gonna hang up, DJ, and I'm going to call back in the future. Just let me back in.
I got you, brother. Just put your hand up. I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
hey, G-Shot.
Yeah.
When you leave? When you going to leave out of here until later?
I probably ain't going to go.
Huh?
Probably ain't going.
Oh, no.
You ain't coming, man. I heard it was a few people want to engage with Shawanda.
Oh yeah,
that's what I heard, man.
Yeah.
Well, they should have spoke up before the last minute.
a lot more people might come now because they think you ain't coming. G-Shot.
Yeah, probably. You know.
Don't nobody get hurt.
Yeah, Shawanda does make all them other cards look a little rough, you know.
I hate you. He's so crazy. 219-4018.
Right.
Your mic's live, brother. Hello. You heard that woman. She said, you better say something.
somebody scared.
Sound like Terry.
Huh?
That sound like Terry phone.
Terry,
yeah,
that's you.
Me.
She said, you better say something.
I'm over here trying to help her put names in.
I see y'all had your hand. I'm asking my boy to just refresh so it came back. So I appreciate y'all trying to help me out. I see your name up there. I was just messing with it. I knew it was you.
Yeah.
All right, brother. When y'all coming down? When y'all leaving out?
We're leaving Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're going to have us a good time down here. I already see it, man.
Yeah.
We're going to have a good time.
By Thursday, that highway going to be loaded.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. The reason why Butt Naked is not on the phone, he has ordered the biggest stripper pole to be placed right beside the tree. He's got a special halftime performance plan.
He's dressed like Beyonce.
Oh, DJ, but then you go down on your ass for that one.
Super Bowl
about 5 minutes.
Right now, you know how they do at the Super Bowl. Not just like when they have the Super Bowl and stuff like that. You know they have to practice, so they down there practicing, make sure he get all his moves. Yes.
You gonna wear an outfit like Beyonce?
Ain't no telling what the hell, but they gonna be all the way naked. Y'all know how you do.
we dancing with a goat.
I hope he hurry up so I can hurry up and put my clothes back on.
I
don't see how you be naked all the time. I get cold.
hey, Larry, naked. I thought you was feeling the breeze.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm feeling the breeze, and Butt Naked taking the time. She was cold up this way. It's warm now that way, so Butt Naked need to hurry up so like Larry Naked can put some of his clothes on. Yeah.
That's the reason why he's not on, you guys. I kind of hate I may have spoiled a surprise. So, some of you people that might have been wanting to bring your lady friends to the racetrack. You know, butt naked. Say, you know, once they see a real man on a pole. I don't even know what the rest of that sentence was. I mean, oh Lord, how about butt naked calling me on the phone right now? I hope he's not listening.
Cold Titanic.
Hello.
You still at it, DJ? You know, butt naked over there drinking that shit, phone.
Yeah.
And he gonna call in more in a minute off that Cisco, and he gonna let you have it.
I'm done. We on it. We still on it right now. But nigga, everybody looking for you.
Yeah.
How's the halftime performance going?
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Hey DJ, you mean to tell me he outbeating Beyonce at the Super Bowl?
Hey
call,
DJ,
call right back. Hold on, y'all. Call back, buddy. Just call back and put your hand up.
Hey DJ.
Yeah.
Just grab whatever.
I bet you that Big Dragon clogged them, clouded in that service station, man.
Oh man, you know they are.
They clouded in there.
They in that singing Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're glad to see each other, man.
Man, oh man.
Big Clark probably saying, "Drag, I just want to tell you, I'm sorry." I ain't gonna lie, man.
Like last year when I had such a good time. Just so, I mean, the race out, they go home, go to the hotel, rest. You know, you see all your racing buddies down in the lobby. We all went out to the little spot a couple of nights down there and hung out. And then get right back up and go straight to the racetrack again and do that shit two, three days straight. Man, you got to love it, man.
Hey, what's the plans for Friday night?
I don't know what the plan is for Friday night.
They was talking about going to some, what was the name of that place? I can't think of the place the crowd was talking about.
Well, y'all have fun. I'm going to be the party pooper Friday night. I can't do nothing on Friday night. I'll be getting me some rest.
Well, you can poop with me, boy, because I got that security stuff down pat, bro, man. You can believe that.
Yeah.
I bet you don't nothing come up missing.
There it is.
Oh, ain't nothing coming up missing, bro.
You know somebody stole some because I'm be the one to split them upside their head. Anybody leaking from the white meat, you know I did it. They done took some.
Yes, indeed.
He running up out the fence.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I hear a lot of people done got these GPSs on their cars and stuff too now, so that's good. So.
Yeah,
that's terrible, man.
Yeah, but they all, you know, when you're fooling with them electronics, they always can find some kind of way to go around them. And I know because I did it for 29 years. Mm-hmm. You know, they always can find some kind of way to get around it. But if one thing you can't get around, that man. That man got his mind made up to do his job, but can't get around it.
And get around that man, and homie don't play that.
313-65-47. Fred, your mic is live.
It's all right, Fred.
And Larry Tyson me. And the fellas.
Hey,
what's going on?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Oh, man, getting packing these clothes up, man. They ready to get up out of here.
Hey, Fred, you can't get them clothes packed for running back and forth to the door, boy, because you're trying to get out of there, man.
Man, tell me about it. Every time I think of something else, I go grab something else, man.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be looking for you. I'm sure I'm going to be looking for you when you get that back.
You know, so yep. I was button up at the house. My wife messed around, caught pneumonia, man. I had to go. I've been down at the hospital with her. They don't let her come home tomorrow. I told her, you're good, so I'm out of here. She's like, okay. she good with it. She know what's happening.
long as she good with it, we'll okay. We agree with it. Yeah.
She thought she had the flu. But, you know, I kept telling her, go to the doctor, just the flu. I got up yesterday and took her to the hospital last night, and they kept her. So I'm like, man. So the doctor said, well, we don't need her in the morning. So I said, that's good. I said, well, I was gonna leave tomorrow night, but I'm gonna wait and leave Thursday morning now. So.
All right. 313-7935. Your mic is hot.
What's up? What's up, Stunner?
What's happening?
That is chill, man. I hear Big Fred on there, man. I hope your wife's all right, man.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred, I think my old lady might got yours beat a little bit. She's packing my clothes at home right now.
She trying to help you out the house.
She told me, get your ass out this house and come back in a better mood.
I'll make it Willie one time, make him not scared. But when the show time, she ain't go Willie. man, I hope she don't Willie. Good gracious, I ain't gonna lie, I tried out Sunday. That's something we're gonna get to the 3:30 and coming in. I said, what in the world? What part of the game is this? I said, great day.
That's the fucking bull there.
Yes, sir. She took me for a ride there for a minute.
Hey, DJ.
Yes.
Hey, man. Only thing I hate about going probably good, but the coming back to this snow and cold, man.
Ooh,
woo. Man, that's the bad.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
What week at?
We're on here. Whit, open your mic. Somebody want to talk to you, Whit. Whit. God damn it, Whit.
We don't want to open that motherfucking mic, man.
Who is this, CC?
Yeah.
What's up, CC? You doing all right?
What's up with you? Yeah, man.
Whit, where you at, Whit?
Hey, the Master Dam's on here, too?
Who Butt Naked?
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't got on yet. I don't know what Butt Naked supposed to be calling. Hold on, y'all. I think Scooby trying to get in. 228-1932. 228-1932.
What's going on, DJ Grant?
Move it.
What's going on?
What's happening?
Hey, countdown to days.
Yeah, which one y'all having a party now? Somebody, I don't know if it's Scooby.
No, it ain't me.
Or CeCe, that you having a party?
Yeah, it might be me and my partner went home, but we just acting a fool right now.
All right. Whit, where you at, Whit?
Hey, what Butt Naked?
Hold on. 706-0599. Who is this?
Nothing.
This is the goddamn champion, bad nigga. What you want me, boy? That's all of you. Keep having that
shit with that strip pole.
Rider. That's a pole rider.
Hey, but nigga, CC looking for you.
I ain't knocking on my goddamn door. I don't answer the same motherfucker would.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you all the way up, man.
Boy, you ain't got but a few more days to live. Better get the old lady before you
leave. Yeah.
We're going to fuck you all the way up, man. If I can be done, it's going to be me.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. If you're not talking, please just mute your mic so we can hear everybody that's talking. We got But nigga, CC and Scooby talking right now, so everybody else to be quiet. Yeah.
DJ.
Yeah.
Who was looking for Wit?
CC was looking for you, Wit.
Man, CC don't want shit.
Hey, Wit.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my ball on the phone, man.
Who?
Hey, say something to that nigga, man.
Wit, this is me.
Can you damn word?
Wait a minute.
We've been spying on motherfuckers for years, man.
Put him over there for a reason.
Tenfold, baby.
Tenfold,
Mark. Hell no.
I had to fuck with you about that week.
Hell no. Man, oh man.
Hey, wait, but I'm going to still bust your hands, though. We still going to fuck you up now.
Yeah, I live.
Yeah, we're going to fuck you all the way up, man.
Hey, CC.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you and Wick running, man?
He on 29. I'm on 28. That's what we running. Nice car.
I ain't
going to
be on the next. I told you I'm going to be on 15, CC.
Goddamn, Wick, now you switched up on me again, man. We already went through this.
I ain't never said. I told you I'm going to be on 315, man.
I think you get on 315. We're gonna try to get on some 29. We're gonna cut the fender wall. We're gonna try to do all that.
I don't know what you're supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to have. You can go back to the show. I ain't never said I said I was gonna run 315s or 29s on my car. I'm gonna have 315s on there.
Hey, CC.
When I get there.
Yeah.
Hey, Bo, he did say that. He said he's gonna be on 315s or 29.
Yeah.
He did say that. But we going to run him on the 28, then we can turn around and run him on the 29. That was
Don't let that 16-inch
wide tie fool you. Scare you. Hey, you talking hell of a shit, man. Hey, we ain't backing down. We going to fuck you up now.
Now, you know if I leave on you, ain't going back around that 315 now.
You crazy as fuck. You crazy as fuck.
I leave on you,
Wick.
Can shut that mouth off.
Hey, Wick. All right, now when I see you, we're going to pull each other to the side. We're going to make us a bet on that now.
If I leave on you, we can make a bet. If I leave on you and you go back around, shit, I can't do more cut you a check.
Hey, CC.
Yeah.
You fucking up my hustle with butt naked. That's what I want to do to butt naked, man.
Hey, butt naked got quiet, man. Butt naked don't want nothing left.
Hey,
two poles. A fishing pole and a triple pole.
Hey, butt naked stomach tore up, man. He can't stop shitting. He's getting close to Zoom, baby.
Goddamn, butt naked, where you at, man?
I'm right here. I hear.
You Hey, look here, man. Don't y'all let that man on that strip of pole make him put on a pimp. I hate for him to shit all on that pole.
All right. Hey, what that old saying? Last night, cry later.
You got something for him, but nigga.
I'm going to show you. Hell, you fucking with a real man. You fucking with
hey,
a real
nigga,
man.
Hey, but nigga. Hey, but nigga, you going to bet on the gap, too?
Yeah, we can bet on the gap. CC, you fucking up my hustle, CC. No, I'm gonna fuck CC. Yo, he gonna quit fucking around with me. He was a goddamn. I know that man like that never would have fucked with him. But Nick, you would already got the bet where you know if I beat you with my full demoted on me, extra 500, don't you say it, right? Remember, you need to turn the show back. Yeah, we'll wind the show back.
Hey, I'm DJ on the phone. We're going to
ride
the show back.
I want you to go back. He said, ain't no foot. I think he said another 5 because ain't no Fulton motor going to do
that.
That
would be him. That's what he said. He got another 500.
I said that. You get ready, boy. I'm going to show you. Hey, but Nick, if we set the call for you, you going to give us an extra 500.
If I do what?
If we reach up there and set that motherfucker off on you, I'll pat the gas, you're going to give us extra 500 because we're going to gap your ass.
Hey, when I cut you on the tree, you're going to cut that motherfucker off anyway.
Listen, man, if you cut on the tree, we still going to drive around here and gap your ass.
Hold on, y'all. I think somebody else want to jump in on this part. 334-9052.
Yo, what's up, man?
I knew it. Turbo 10, what's happening, baby?
What's up? Something
with niggas like that. Yeah, I don't tell. Hey, Turbo 10. Turbo 10, you going to get fucked up, too. Ain't no secret.
Ain't no secret.
Hell no, you going to get fucked up.
I ain't got no secret.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do it at Lena then.
He's not going to be there till Monday.
I told you that.
Oh, okay. I was just trying to scoop it on up a little bit closer.
You might not make it, but you want to bet something with Butt Naked? Yeah, I'll be on this one. All right, what you want to do? I'm gonna call it in. I'm gonna call it in. He good for it. I stand whatever he good for it now. He good for it if he said it.
All right, hey, make sure you find me a CC DJ, Grant. Hey, CC, yeah, hey, CC, we gonna do something a little bit better than money since you such a bad ass like them little man ass little boy on that first start. Man, what is that about no pissing on no motor and all that, man? Nah, we nasty shit, man. You so goddamn managed. When I whoop your ass, you ain't to raise no more at the track. Man, come on, man.
Hey, what if we whoop you? You gonna load up and leave, and you can't even drive. If y'all beat me, we don't raid no more to June. If I beat y'all, y'all don't raid no more to June. How about that? No, I tell you this, bring that belt on then.
We can do that.
Hey, but Nick,
no more waiting for you to June.
But Nick, when we knock your ass,
boy.
Hey, when we knock your ass off, this all we want you to do: drive that car up in that trailer. Leave it in neutral. Don't scrap it down and shut the doors and get on down the road.
Hey, you motherfucker, I got a goddamn body shot. That don't mean nothing to me.
That's what that motherfucker. Hey, that's what we're trying to tell you. You need to make that motherfucker a show car, not a race car.
See, we do race car,
motherfucker.
We do race.
Hey, butt naked.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I wanted your ass bad, but Jody wants your ass super bad, man.
You tell Jody get in line, goddamn it.
His name ain't Joe, his name Andy. You know Andy, don't you? But man, you're in a whole lot of trouble, man. Andy, you're in a whole lot of trouble, man. On Shawshank Redemption, they kept getting wrecked. So I'm going to raise his ass. Hey, where my boy Kimo at, man? I don't know where Kimo at. He ain't called in. Hey, Kimo did call in. Hold on, I might have spoke too soon.
313-0178.
What's going on? Is that King stupid? What's going on, Jim? What's happening? Oh, man, is that checking on long. I know your boy got diarrhea. He can't hold his shit in. I'm just making sure you all right.
I'm testing, baby.
Oh, okay. All
right. Y'all ain't even know I'm down in your neck of the woods.
That's good. That's good. Do what you do.
Got the light. Okay.
Yes, sir. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all.
Okay, I was just checking on you. I ain't heard from
you. I ain't heard from you, stupid.
Man. I'm trying to say.
Hey,
Bud Nicky.
Yeah.
We're going to be in that, 5:30 stage? In the stage in that 5:30, right?
Hell no. We ain't got no time limit. You start that motherfucking shit, boy.
Hey, but Nick, ain't nobody finna wait all night. Hey, but Nick, hold
man,
on.
We
got to
run DJ Grant, too, man. We got to run DJ, too.
Hey, but Nick. I got to run DJ also. So what the hell
man,
you
talking about? Hey, we did play for Dark.
And Lena?
Yeah, Lena. I got to run DJ and Lena.
Hey, we do.
If we run out of time at what's his name? We locked in to do it just before Fat Tuesday closed. That's what me and CeCe locked in for. If time don't permit for us to do it in Lena, then we got to race before we leave Fat Tuesday.
Hey, but listen, ain't no stalling all night, man. Let's get the time going, man.
Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all better be on test the tune and get all you got that key. I'm coming down to make us a couple sit down. We're getting dead on your ass.
We got to be done by 5:30.
I'm not putting no time on it. Did I put a time on it in the beginning? No, I did not.
Yeah. Make sure y'all had a rack up, man.
All the tip I had, as long as it ain't goddamn below 52 degrees.
It's 70 degrees, so it's going to be 70.
If it's 70 on 42, then the goddamn reset on your head. How about that?
You might as well.
Come on.
You might as well, too. It's going to be over with.
If you goddamn fuck around there, he's going to bottles up on 1,000, it's over. It's a wrap. On your head, boy.
We ain't even worried about you at all, man.
Hey,
we're
going to be turning it up, man. CC, y'all better turn it up a little bit, baby.
Turn it up.
What the list is it? What the list is it, CC?
Scooby. You talking about Scooby?
Yeah.
We need to get in one up, too, because he the one side of this shit, so make sure you have your rack together, Scooby.
Who didn't talk?
Atlanta one.
Wick. You want to?
Yeah.
Butt naked.
Nah, this Wick, goddamn. This ain't no butt naked, strip naked, whatever they call it.
I'm saying, you told me to get my rack together. I'm going to have one together if you want it for butt naked to start it off.
Nah, you need to have that bankroll together, goddamn. You done booked all
the Wick. Wick. We already talked about that. We got that. Don't worry about that. I promise you, got it.
Listen, man. I'm trying to get mine on in the dough. I ain't got to wait on you. You like butt naked?
Hell no, I don't like no butt naked. Fuck butt naked. I don't want to.
I just want to lick something serious.
Hey, Scooby. Next time I'm already back Tuesday and leaving on Sunday, on Saturday, shit. I'll close up with that. That nigga ain't talking about
man, I got a feeling in the run. I can't stand out there like y'all, goddammit. I got to go to work.
Man, we're going to blast your ass. He gonna have an excuse to go in the way. What's up, Bill, though?
You
got to
stop the cat.
You can't tell you paying that many cars. You ain't paying your own damn car.
That's why I can't pay my own car. I'm working on everybody else. I'm just not leaving the shop now. I worked last night at 3 o'clock this morning. I'm getting it in, homie.
Well, no, whatever. I'll give you good enough reason to stay.
Yo, I'm trying so I can try to stay. They're real working late. Last night and the night. And tomorrow, I'm working all week late. So I won't have no
right.
call when the first of the week goes.
That's right. Give that money up.
I want to lock you in, butt nigga, man, for Tuesday, man.
I'm in on week.
On
105, man.
Go ahead, 5.
All right, y'all, hold on. We got a couple more mics. People don't raise their hand. Hold on. Let's see. 224-6386.
All right, 205-5810. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I done opened up somebody else's mic. Didn't even have a hand up. Sorry about that, Mississippi, unless you want to say something.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, this is Smooth Criminal, man. Hey, where are Luna at, man? Close to Mississippi. Where's closest to the next closest big city, man?
Meridian?
Yeah. How far are you away from Meridian? How far y'all away from Meridian, bro?
He said, "How far y'all from Meridian?"
Oh, I'm three and 2.5 miles from Meridian. But Meridian gonna be the next big city. And once you get to Meridian, you pass Meridian, cut up, and you go right into Lena, which is Cochran.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I was on for, man. I'll be seeing y'all when y'all get down there. Wait for the phone.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Y'all be safe coming down there. Peace.
All right.
Hey, who would that trying to lock butt naked in?
Wit. 205-5810.
I'm just listening in, man. Hood rat.
Hold on, hood rat.
I don't know. What you up to?
Trying to make it, baby. You heading down?
Getting everything loaded up, man, for Saturday, man.
Okay, brother. Okay, we hope to see you in the place, brother.
What up?
Who that? Who is Mike?
Who is Mike on the phone? That's right. Who is that?
That Whit.
Oh, what up, Whit?
Hey, what up, Hood Mike?
I don't know it, man. Who would be in the house? We'll see what kind of mic
we
have.
Why you let that man call you hood mice, man?
See, let him talk, man. Let him talk.
He gonna get on his ass, hood rat.
He ain't gonna do that. You know, he's caught on hook and Lena.
Huh? He said caught on hook.
He's caught on hook and Lena, so he ain't gonna be talking that much, Noah. I'll go ahead, man. I'm just listening.
All right, brother.
Hey, 901
bad boy. Uh-oh. 901.
Give me Wick, goddammit.
And Larry,
okay.
You had dropped, didn't you?
Yeah, I had dropped.
I got you.
I would see your ass, I'm blind your ass. You put some 29 or small on that bitch in March. The first week in March. The first week in March, I will oblige your ass. 29 or small.
Man, I told you, I run 315 or 29. What's, you know, I don't know what I'm
doing. I don't give a fuck about that 315. I said 29 or smaller. You got your fucking raise, boy.
Alright, man. I want it in this weekend.
Oh, nope. Not doing it this weekend. I ain't testing tune like I want to. I ain't did what I need to do. Well, by the first weekend of March, I've been on doing what I need to do.
That's why you ain't on the other day. You always testing and tune. You got to test and tune the race at the same time.
That's test on nigga ass, man.
Test on nigga ass, man. All that
man, I ain't testing tune my car not one time.
Hell, your shakedown be your best down anyway.
Yeah, your shakedown be your best side. You might get away.
Well, lock in.
My shakedown never be my best time. I just need to get a feel of the track. So I know what kind of tune to put on that motherfucker. I gotta make all them things.
And you wouldn't know what to put on that motherfucker if they wrote it down and handed it to you.
Hey, keep thinking I should look like this. Keep thinking.
251-6856.
What's up, DJ?
What's happening?
It's Joe. Yeah, fucking up my program. Hello?
Yeah, this is who?
I said this is Jody.
Jody?
Yeah, where's CC? CC?
This is me right here.
Hey, you didn't tow butt naked a damn lie.
You said what now?
I said you didn't tow butt naked a lie.
What that?
I told that man I wanted him bad.
What you want?
Every damn body there on 28 bad. Not just butt naked.
Hey,
he
know
what you moving for.
Hey,
I'm going to do
that.
That's why I said, ooh.
Okay, then.
I know, hey. I know I'm in there.
They say, hey, they say a hit dog will holler. You the first one to holler.
I holler. Because I got 28, so.
What about Dill, though?
I got 28.
Hey, Dill, no, I'm 28.
I'm on 29, Chuck.
Well, we're going to make a session with you, homosexual.
Yeah, I'm on 21.
You
see how quiet it got, Jody? That's why I said butt naked. Well, nobody ever gonna say shit.
Nah, wait a minute, boy. I was on the other line. What the fuck y'all say?
Man, still in here.
But nigga, Jody just got on the line and said he want anybody on 28th, period.
You tell Jody. When he get these 28, I'm going to stick my finger in and he won't nan or 28 the rest of the day. And when I stick it, I'm going to wiggle that motherfucker one time. Get his fucking teeth back. I'm going to throw his bad ass with a real 28 time. Dude, I'm the bad motherfucker on 28 with mattress. Believe that shit.
Well, hey,
put that belt up.
I ain't gonna put the belt, but y'all gonna bring y'all motherfucking ass.
If you a bad dude, put that damn belt up. Show me you a bad dude.
I put on for my city, homie. What do you do? My fans to see it over here. Not down there. All
right, I'm gonna hold you to it, man.
You ain't gonna hold me to it, my word and my brother. You must have read the first arc in the newspaper when it first came out. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. God damn it.
Hey, butt nigga. Butt nigga. Hey, butt nigga. Hey. Hey, NASA down. Hey, we gonna lock up. Hey, we gonna lock up again after that then? Win or lose? We gonna lock it up again?
What do you mean? Lock it up again for the same day?
No, we gonna lock it up again. Like you said, he said he wanna run for the belt. We'll lock it up right after that.
I can tell y'all. I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. We gonna do it over here. We probably do it over here. When he gonna do his raid.
Stop, man. That's a fucking
time. Either when DJ them do the raid where girl didn't got their anniversary. One of the two. Come on, long
enough. You can't coach. You can't.
334-6150. Your mic is live.
I'm just talking to you.
You just talking or you just listening?
I'm just listening.
Why are you crying?
You all right, buddy? You all right? You all right? I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, man, I'm out.
Classic, bang, bang, bang.
You know he's from Alabama, man. Don't do that. You already know it.
708-2502. Your mic is live.
This me, DJ. I'm back on.
Okay, Drag, what's going on, Drag?
Man, we just seen that gadget bullet that showed up in Big Chris.
Y'all having a party at the damn gas station.
At the gas station.
And the police was a drag racer. He over there. He done quit working with us. He over there sitting out talking with us.
Y'all got the law on your side. That's a good thing.
Yes, sir. I asked him, I said, man, could you put out the warrant for Big Chris? That dog and that's the gas dog, and we get to the track and find him.
Man, we're going to have us some fun, man. We're going to have us some fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good, man. It's going to be good.
I can assure it looks like we're going to have us a good time. Hold on, y'all. 601-0467.
Hey, man, Ted Drake, cut all that nonsense out, man.
Damn, Claude.
Hey, he'd have stopped in Mississippi and he'd have made the police pull over.
Boy.
I'm going to jump out there, man.
Big Greg. Hey, what up, Chris?
No, it's Frank. Hey, why you down there when you got the officer of the law? Ever all-point bull to put up with Tony Bynes to drop down?
Uh-oh.
Man, Tony ain't going to do nothing. We wasting our breath talking about Tony Bond with that busted.
Well,
he got the black tie.
Yeah,
see. Welcome to an ass whooping for free of charge.
Tony Bond got the back tie.
Now, we ain't going to run him for free now, Frank.
No.
I said he got an ass whooping for free, but he got the back tie and the bus. He got a little change he can come up with. Now, he got the bus in the quarter mile. He ain't got no bus in no 8 mile. I ain't getting him no bus. He don't get nobody else no bus.
Got to go to quarter.
If he go a quarter mile, he got everything in drag racing.
God damn.
Yep. And you was, and don't forget now, he can sell in the currency. You get there looking at that ass. Again, got a picture of the real car. I'm on vacation. I ain't got to go back home. We can go to a quarter mile track if you think I'm bluffing.
Wow.
I'm gonna let the halfback on that Camaro see step over that deuce.
boy, you strong with a battery acid, boy.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
I'm on mute, man. What's going on? Hey, Big Chris, I got that shutter loaded. Oh, yeah, hey.
I got some bad background noise.
If this night man show up, they got the back tire, man. Just like we talked about. So ain't nothing that's got gonna scare me. If they show up, they got the back tire. It doesn't matter. Don't do that, Dredd.
If you got background noise, I'm going out muting. I'm muting mics and open them back up. So go ahead and mute your mic yourself now, because I don't want to mute your mic.
That ain't nobody.
Hey,
that ain't nobody but
Drag.
Drag looking real sexy up in that trailer now.
No.
Yeah, he looked good up in that trailer.
So if Luke's can win a race,
yeah, I already won.
You know. No, say it ain't so.
He so better run like he looks.
He better run like he looks, huh?
Hey, Big Clark.
Hey, what up, buddy?
Hey, you know what that is, don't you?
What is that, bro?
They call that the Windy City Nightmare.
That's the Windy City Nightmare?
And it ain't on Elm Street. It's on every street and every street.
Hey, Big Clark. What are you
setting up tonight?
That's a northern nightmare there. Hey, well, y'all boys, know y'all cutting up tonight.
Hold on, 662-0506.
Frank, load that car back up, man. I was just riding down 55, man. Saw you doing all kind of butt out, man. I thought somebody had a wreck up there, man.
BG, we were looking for you, BG.
Hey,
man.
What's going on, BG?
I saw that thing going down through there. Couldn't get out of the wrong way. That Honda passed it, man.
You're right.
Hey, yeah, I didn't tell nobody you was at the gas station when I passed you, though. So,
yeah. He just called you and told you, BT, because if you know we was at the station, you'd have got a ticket trying to get over there.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm having fun, man.
Yes, sir. Now let me tell you something. Now you be on there talking stuff. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do before we got dog and beat you out of every time you get up tomorrow. Call me. Come on over here where I'm at so we can go fishing together. My brother and them got a pond full of stock with fish. Come on over here down to Macomb so we can go fishing together.
Where you at?
Yeah, that's where my family is.
Hey, you about four and a half hours from me, man.
Where you at?
I'm in North Memphis.
What's that? Well, get in your helicopter and meet us over there.
You got no damn helicopter.
Hey, y'all. Somebody got some bad background noise, man. Now, please, just be respectful, y'all.
It ain't me. I'm not in a helicopter right now, DJ.
Ain't that many mics open, DJ?
Man, there's a goddamn shitload of mics open.
Start cutting them on and off, DJ.
That's what I'm about to start doing. Y'all got the background
noise. All right, I'm on mute, Stunner.
It'll be much easier.
I'm on mute already, Stunner.
I'm on mute, too, Stunner.
I'm on mute, too, Stunner.
All of them can't be on mute and now hear all that damn background. There you go.
That was BET.
Ain't no way.
That was BET.
I just come on and heard that damn noise before I got on him.
That was BET with all of them goddamn PC.
you got your cousin down there. You got your cousin down there. Say you get talking about everything and drag racing, man.
I'm gonna get to him. If he head towards that quarter mile, we're gonna give him everything in drag racing with that nightmare.
Yeah, damn.
That night we can't run that night, man, down through no quarter,
night,
man.
I'm sorry, I said the wrong car. With the money maker.
With the money maker.
I stand corrected.
Oh no, we can't run down through no quarter. Hell, I ain't got no nitrous on BET.
I ain't got no nitrous on. I forgot the system at home, and I was halfway here, and I just said forget it, man. I'm gonna run it without it.
Yeah, you know, Tony ain't never been that fast before, man. He can't go way down to that.
Well, this is his first time.
So, might be the last time, too. Shit, no.
It definitely be the last time, man. You talk, you trust me, but you fucking.
No. We ain't gonna be able to do that.
Well, guess what I'm gonna do for him in 8 miles?
What?
Give him that back tie.
Yeah.
And see Kenny cut a light and stay out in front of that canario.
And you know what, man? BET don't go hard when it's time. Where a motherfucker, when the rabbit got the gun, BET shut the fuck up, Tony.
Listen, man, you ain't jumped
and called Tony fast. Well, he told you that you won't let them
Kimo
get out in the street.
Kimo. Ain't no sense of me hooping and hollering over this phone, man. Sandy, right around the corner, man.
Hey, BT, you want to know something else, BT?
What that?
Once I get through testing, and all systems is clear, I'm going to be on WT.
Now, see, that's what I'm waiting on. I was hoping you said that. So he can't wait.
Hey, you got all kind of booking rights. Go and jump your ass on out there in the street.
I already tried him. He already know what it is. That's all we've been waiting on. Yeah. He already know. Matter of fact, I think it was last week when I drawed out on you, wasn't it?
What kind of car you got? Chad's car, backhand car.
Drag. We don't know what drag got, man. All we know, drag
got
a Camaro, man, on motor. They won't tell us nothing, man. That's a ghost hood rat. We don't know nothing about that now, hood rat.
Okay.
Hey, hood rat. You got the Nova, right?
Nah, it won't be there. I have my Pontiac there.
What, you got a Pontiac? It's a chassis car?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tell me something about it,
because
we're going to get you
going to
get some action, too.
It's a chassis car. That's all I can tell you. It's a
big-time
chassis car.
You got
nothing
on it?
Yes, sir.
Well, I ain't got none, so I guess I got to see your car first.
I might try that in a quarter with you. You know, you ain't got no nothing. I'll run you in a quarter.
Hey, man, you got a car. You the same dude that was supposed to run Leroy.
Man, don't bring Leroy's name in there.
Hey, Drag, that's the same guy drawn on three last time we was in Wick's race.
Yeah, right. You got the break with that buster. I don't care what part of that you start with. If you got it and you drive it, you got the break in the quarter, bro. I don't know nothing about your car.
We need to find a quarter mile track. We locked this in right there tonight.
We can lock it in.
Lean
it. No problem.
Why you say lean him?
Hey, Drag. Yeah. Hey, Hattiesburg and Lena, both quarter mile tracks. Hattiesburg, Atlanta, both are quarter mile tracks. Okay, hey, we can do it in Lena. We can do it in Lena, bro.
I'd rather do it in Hattiesburg. I got something else playing right there.
You getting the spot. You gonna run where I wanna run.
Well, I just wanna run now. I ain't gonna run your time. I'm run on mine.
Since you put it like that,
I'm gonna
run your head up in Hattiesburg.
Hey, Dre,
run him head up.
They
don't give him shit.
I'm gonna
run him head up. They just told me.
Man, y'all can't tell that man to do
this
time now. He
said
he's gonna give me the hit in the quarter.
Yeah, we're doing
it
later.
I said you gotta jump out in the street. Hey, Dre, he ain't gonna jump out there. He don't wanna be no roadkill.
All right.
You got the break in Lena, or you got head up out in Hattiesburg.
I'd rather just take the head up in Hattiesburg.
Okay, well, that's what
we're
doing.
We'll just wait to Hattiesburg.
Hey, who's
it'll be Sunday night.
I'll be there. I'll be there, bro.
Okay.
Hey, Dre, Hood Rat ain't even allowed in the truck when the Northerners come down. You know, Leroy come down there and scared him already.
Hey, Hood Rat. Hood Rat.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
I don't know it.
You know who this is?
Now, who is it?
This Scuba, man.
What up, Scoob?
You know what's up, man. You know what I've been telling y'all. You know what I've been telling y'all along. These folks gambling, man.
That's right.
Hood Rat don't want to get out of here and get no road kill. Stupid.
Hey,
Dre.
Yeah.
Hey, look, check this out. I don't know much about Hood Rat, but listen. WT ain't going nowhere with that number he running. Tell that crowd he got whatever.
I don't know nothing about no Hood Rat neither, but when watching him in Holly Springs with that Nova, he ain't doing nothing himself. So if that Nova that's slow, the part that he talked about got to be slow too.
Hey, Trey.
Yeah.
That some bitch BT quiet as a motherfucking thirst mouth.
What you want me to say, Kimo? I see when y'all think y'all got some soul. Y'all loud as a motherfucker.
No, BT.
All of them chiming in when they think they got some soul.
When I'm ready,
BT, there
we go.
Hey, BET.
But no, I'm talking about all your pom pom holders. They every time they take a little song, they scream.
They got Ray Charles too. They my supporters.
They ain't going though. You don't sound like you're going.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so right, BET. That motherfucking Kimo was quiet a motherfucking. We were jigging at him dragging out on the
phone. Okay.
Got his dress, got his
shirt on, and his pom pom. That's what I'm talking about. I got some for his ass.
Hey, BT.
You already know. You know I don't want to hear nothing from you, Leon.
Hey, BT.
I can't tell him what to rate.
He knew he was coming. We already told him.
Well, you know you're going to bring your fast car.
BT,
you ain't got to do all that talking. I told you, we ain't got to do all that talking.
Hey, you bring your number down there?
Y'all afraid
of
all that bullshit.
Somebody carrying on the conversation ain't
y'all afraid of all that bullshit you said.
Hold on, y'all. 313-2526. And hold on, somebody is talking.
Who is that doing that talking in the background? Mute your mic, sir.
Man, I'm fucking naked, man.
313-2526.
Give me one second, DJ.
All right, that Wayne.
Yeah.
Hey, who that?
Yes, sir.
You go have that note. Why don't you bring that note to Hattiesburg, man?
And I bring what car I want now. You know, both of them mine. I bring what I want. I'm going to bring the pun at.
Why don't you bring both of them? You get two ass whoopings.
Okay, I just get one this weekend, then.
All right. Okay.
All right. All right, now, Leon. That damn Leon. Hell.
BT, we had a spot. He came down and said, that car from Chicago. He said, what y'all want to do with this Nova? And we went down and looked at the car, dragged him. Man, what we look like running that car? So we said, we got a back half car just like you, man.
Now, when did y'all say that?
That was in heaven. Don't you remember we was in Hollow Spring when you came down and drove on that Firebird?
DJ,
find that motherfucker that's just talking,
right,
man.
Right, I don't know. I got to find it. God damn it.
Yeah, we all walked down there and looked at that Nova you had down there. You don't remember that?
Oh, that's probably my brother, man. I got a twin brother.
Nah, that was you could drag talk to you. Drag follow y'all back. We all went down and looked at that car.
I know him.
If I seen him right now, I know him. I made sure I won't forget that face
because
I said, we got a back half car for his ass.
Put the back half car at?
Hey, Leon, don't worry about him. We got him covered.
Okay, boss.
I don't like the fact that he drawn on three love. No way. Hey. You got a grown man that you can draw on now.
Damn.
Bring that thing you got. Whatever it is, you bring it. As long as you fooling with it, I know you ain't fast because I seen you with that Nova at the track. You ain't really going too much.
That's right. You sure right.
Drag. Over here in Detroit, they say you always got to keep a rat hole to run up in, huh?
That's right. Yeah. We're going to see how quiet y'all is going to be this weekend.
See what I was going to do to you.
313-6638.
Hey, BT, you hear he say he had a twin brother? We all got the same motor drag out in our car. We got big old motor in our car, they say.
313-6638, you open.
Now, Leon.
I think Wayne said, hold on. I think Big Wayne told you, hold on, DJ.
Now, Leon, now you know I got somebody waiting on you now. You step out of line, man. I'm just going to let you go.
Hey, BT, you have who you want. I ain't going to let you pick who you want to race me. We was just trying to get Hood Rat back.
Why you picking on what he want to run? What you want to run from him?
Call Drag or call Larry.
No, I was just trying to see if he was bringing it over. That's all. We told him face to face. We said we got a back half car just like you, man. Not the three loves car. We got cars just like him. That's all. He said he ain't bringing it, so ain't no big thing.
Why y'all leave that damn yellow car at the damn house and bring the damn back hair car?
We bring all our cars. They weren't ready.
When you was in Hollow Spring?
They weren't ready.
Oh, okay.
They ready now, man. We come down like cowardies, man. We come as a pack, man.
I can't wait to Wayne get back on the phone.
What you got for him? That's right. I forgot you. You just slid up under Wayne Nuts.
I ain't under Nuts. I know where Wayne playing here.
Hey, Wayne don't like you licking his scrotum, nigga.
I know what his plans are.
Oh, you Wayne cousin now, huh?
I'm Wayne Bookie.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, everybody in Wayne family over 5'11", man. You ain't nothing, man.
You the one ain't nothing. I'ma show you,
you
that
ain't
one. You gonna be exposed, boy.
Okay.
My gorilla friend. My black gorilla friend.
Hey, everybody at the track look over BET ass. They don't even know his motherfucking ass there.
Yeah, but hey, one thing about it, they can't miss me. They might look over me, but they gonna walk into me at that track at one point in time. I'm gonna get you. You might be hiding over there, but BET gonna get you.
Somebody already trying to get it in. Somebody trying to party early, ain't they? Hey,
Big Flag.
Yes, sir. Okay, I wonder where you are, sir.
Big Flag, light up, Big Flag.
Okay,
come
I'm
on. Keep it. Don't light up, man. Don't light up.
You sound like you did when you was about 32 years old, man. That's what you sound like right now when you're about 32.
Hey,
man, look here.
Larry, look here. I had a year going on this radio show, man. I couldn't say nothing, man, because I wasn't ready, you know. And that's kind of like the law to me. Don't talk stuff when you ain't ready. But no,
that's
you
right.
Know it. I'm ready. I am ready. And I'm going good right now.
Oh. Jack, you must have been down the track today.
Don't worry about that, BT.
You had to go down the track thing.
Yeah. BT. I've been in the South since yesterday, BT. I might have been undid anything.
Oh yeah. I see why you're beating on your kid now. Yeah, you. I hear you. That works.
Hey, ask Big Chris, is it any rubber up under the back of the car?
You probably so happy to see the track here. You ain't do no butt out. You went straight down that motherfucker. Top foot tree, probably. you ain't been inside now in a whole year, so hell yeah, you went straight down that motherfucker. Fuck a butt out.
That's not true.
My old stuff doesn't suck.
Listen, Big Drag raced the other day, about 3 months ago in Michigan.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I ain't read my own stuff since I ran the truck last year at Hattiesburg.
Yeah. Was that truck an all motor truck?
No, it was a truck
getting up, finna get on WTs. I mean, WTs, running the track.
Yes, sir. We were finna run it, but I had a little bit of
He got to talk about he had to change the gear and all that shit, man. He got to stall it.
Yeah. I know one thing. They ain't gonna like this.
No, they ain't gonna like it, man.
They ain't gonna like it. I'm telling you, they ain't gonna like it. That old man said that. They ain't gonna like it.
Where Wayne went? I thought Wayne was coming on.
Yeah, I got knocked off for a second, y'all. I'm back on.
You ain't mute Wayne Mike, did you?
No.
Huh?
I opened Wayne Mike. He told me to hold on.
Big Wayne might be at work, though, Stunner. You know he work night, so.
Yeah. If anybody else help him with the board, I'm out of memory.
You got to push the refresh button.
I hit it again, but that ain't gonna.
Big Will, what do you know about that, Will? Big Will, what do you know about that, Big Will?
What's happening? What you say?
I said, what you know about that? He pushing the refresh button.
Wait, I don't understand.
He said, what you know about pushing the refresh button?
What's that?
That was a mailman, BET.
Oh, that was mailman?
Yeah.
Oh, mailman. Okay, I can understand. You 64 years old. I understand you. I understand why you know. Ain't a whole lot you don't know.
Somebody mic over with the TV playing loud.
And I can't get it. I wait for my goddamn screen to refresh. God damn it.
Well, like I said, I know they on the phone know that they got something in the background.
That's trying to get him some dance moves off one of them points.
I think Butt Nigga called phone and dropped too. Butt Nigga, where you at, Butt Nigga?
Check us out online. Man, y'all know Butt Nigga's still shitting. He can't hold his shit. It's getting too close to race day.
I got the bubble guts.
I know we gonna have us a good ass time down
man, shitting so much he's shitting water. Don't even need to wash his ass no more.
Hey. Damn, everything in drag racing. God damn.
That goddamn drag must have seen a hell of a number in that goddamn stuff.
Ooh, he said everything, man. He said everything.
Man, I heard that, Larry. Everything. Man, what the hell that man got, man?
You ain't lying, man.
Just get your magnifying glass if you want to see it.
That
number's real small.
Can I get your autograph, Greg? Can I get your autograph?
No, we gotta get a picture with BET standing by the car, Larry.
Oh, okay.
Dry, don't do that. Don't do that. You're gonna bring your car value down. Don't do that.
Listen to my gorilla friend, man. My gorilla friend. My gorilla friend just won't let me make it with his
name. You know how sometimes when we move in the motherfucking neighborhood, the motherfuckers go, man, these motherfuckers gonna bring my property value down. Don't do that. You're gonna bring your motherfucking car value down.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that came on your ass tonight, man.
I ain't got nothing to fight with, man. I can't fight. Drag was seen that motherfucker airplane go down the goddamn track, man. Gave a motherfucker everything and drag racing, man. Shit, yeah, I ain't got nothing to fight with.
If Hattiesburg, if either one of these trucks be anything good, we gonna get out.
Yeah.
We're gonna get down. We got to make sure we got some surface there. And we're gonna get down. This is what I'm telling y'all, we promise y'all. If we can get a good surface and all systems go again, we gonna get out.
Okay. What's up, Dan? I'm thinking you outrun that little bit of camera I got, Dan, because that's about the fastest thing at the track. So shit, I don't know. You gotta run that motherfucker. I know you bad.
I want to hear one more time from Mr. Drag. Mr. Drag, if all systems go, who you say can look at?
If all systems go again, we're going to whoop WT. And if we get any parts to get down the track over here, one of these tracks over here, that dude from that talk about that Pontiac, Hood Rat, man, he is a no-count. No-count at all. I don't even got him running when he sees what we're working with.
Hey, what you telling me? Drive, what you telling me? Hood Rat dead and just ain't laid down yet.
Yes, sir.
You on the motor.
On the motor. I didn't have no notches. I left the notches at home. I forgot it.
This man ain't got no motor, man. I mean, all he got is motor, no notches.
None.
Woo. Zero.
Yeah. Again, everybody, everything in race.
Damn.
Man, you gonna have to hold up for all that shit you talking about. God, hey, boy, you talking some shit tonight, boy.
Hey, Drag, a lot of them motherfuckers must be friends with Mike Hill and Wick. They know how not to run in the street when a dump truck out there, baby.
I can't with Mike Hill.
Be quiet then, Kimo. No, I'm talking about, wait. I said Mike Hill taught them how not to jump in the street. We didn't say nothing about running Mike Hill car.
So he
right.
In my camp.
Mike
Hill in my camp. Mike Hill in my camp.
No, he's talking about your car, though. You want your car.
Mike Hill in my camp. I can lock that car in, man.
Let me say this to you, BT. There's a mutual respect there. But that don't got nothing to do with racing. But he too much for me with that thing on. He too much for me.
Okay.
I know how to get out of.
So if any more slow pro mods come up there, you gonna run them?
If they look weak, BT, I'm going down on them. So any signs of weakness, or if any of them got doggy dog, gonna let me raise that head up, I don't give a damn how stout he is.
So you don't have to just race one race, drag. You can race a bunch of races, huh? You know, all them ones down south, they can't race but one time, and they say they can't race no more that day.
That's right. I'm going to run. I ain't got to worry about checking no plugs for no burnt tips. I ain't got to change no bottles. I ain't got to do none of that. All I got to do is chill him back down, chill the whole traffic converter back down, and put some fuel in it, and then you can go back to that car line.
You know, Kurt Johnson said one time he was at the track in one day, goddammit, he made 13 goddamn passes.
I can believe that. Hey, and probably with my car.
Hey, Brad, what'd you do with baby boy, man? You put him to sleep and you drove all the way down?
Man, I gotta call you and tell you about my buddy, man.
Oh man.
I know when that button got pushed. When that button got pushed, and I heard being stated that the boys in Chicago ain't nothing. I know the shit was gonna hit the fan, man. I just didn't know when, but I knew it was gonna hit the fan. There's a lot of shit finna hit the fan though. It ain't just that one, it's gonna be a lot of shit in the fan. Ooh Lord, have mercy.
Hey, BT,
yeah.
You gotta remember this too now. I got a pro stock car style car. I don't have a pro mod car. My car's not a pro mod. There's a difference, bro.
I damn sure like to know what the hell that difference is, because you got motor and he got nitrous. I want to know.
They got double frame rails. They got longer wheelbase. They got all that. My car is a standard 105 wheelbase. Right. They got bigger wings on pro mods and everything. My car got a normal pro stock style wing on it. With a single frame rail and a 105 wheelbase. So mine started at 110.
BT, I see this car. It's a car with four wheels on.
Oh, Kimo, shit the hell. What the hell, you know? You don't know your ass from a four wheels on that thing.
It looks like a
I got six on it, Kimo. I got them training wheels on the back, but I'm only using one of them now. It's only chalking the chalk over one of them.
Okay.
It looks like a pro mod, little dude. Huh? It weird. I say it looks like a pro mod.
Yeah.
Hey. If it looks like shit, hell, it smells like shit, it is shit, ain't it? It looks like a pro mod. Run like a pro mod, hey, shit. That motherfucker gonna be a pro mod, man. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
BET, you know anybody wanna bet it's a pro mod? They get a look at it, I'll give them some odds on the money. I'm a
well,
better
I'm
it ain't no pro mod. It's not no pro mod. Well,
man,
motherfucker
drag, god damn it. Lock your fuck ass in.
That sounded like 6 miles.
Lock your ass in, Drag.
That's 6 miles.
Goddamn right.
I knew you were coming.
Drag ain't nothing.
Okay. I knew he was coming.
Look
hell,
at
where you in that motherfucker?
I that motherfucker. You either win the bush, quick at it.
Hey, quick, I ain't saying nothing. Ran him in the bush. Dang, goddamn. Okay, Leon, show nothing when I'm on the bed, peeking out.
Ain't when I'm no bed. I got my men who I pick and choose, that's all. There's nothing
who
wrong with that,
B.T. What about when a motherfucker pick you?
I'm going to leave. I feel like I got to win. I'm down on their ass. I go, you're going to win. You're going to go down.
Anyway.
Just hold on to your britches.
I got my hand up, Leon.
See, I see you on Saturday, Wayne. Your hand up. Just keep it up there until we pulling them gates.
I'm like Whit, motherfucker. They don't want to see you, motherfucker. We want to race, man.
But you are off your hand in the ass. Stay your ass back in Detroit, then.
You a bad nigga think y'all celebrities and shit. Motherfucker, we talking about racing.
Okay.
You've been in the circle 5 years, Wayne. I've been going in too long, man. You just dropped in the circuit, man.
Hey, man. All that don't matter, man.
I'm just letting you know.
Where's the drag game? I got bigger fish to fry right now, goddamn.
Okay, well, just take it easy. You're going to get your chance.
Yeah,
I got bigger fish too. Let me holler mine, and you get out there in the way you feel good.
Get him away.
You gonna get ran over this weekend, goddammit.
We gonna follow you for the thing.
All right, get that, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Don't let
BET get you going because we dropped on Hood Rat ass. Hood Rat did something he had no business doing, man. We just had to tighten his ass up now. We ready.
So what you saying? Be nice to you? I'll be nice to you, Leon.
Don't let BET get you going like that, because, see, Hood Rat drawed on a stock suspension car with a damn full race car.
Man, what you talking about me getting him going? That man come on the phone, man, called the baddest motherfucker on the phone out. What you talking about me getting going? That man was going when he come here.
Leon.
Well, he gone now.
He's on real.
No, I hear you. What's the tag?
Big Wayne.
Drag. I ain't falling for that shit, Drag. Stop it.
Hey, Drag, tell Wayne what them people did to us down there, man. We ain't do nothing wrong.
I heard Drag said he giving out everything in drag racing.
That's what he said.
That's what he said. He said, long as it's not a pro stock or a pro mod car.
Well,
what he
said. Where he at, man?
I hear him. You can hear him. He just, the one crying about what was said last year. He can't let, he won't let you talk.
Goddamn, mailman. Mailman, I sure hate you can't make it, man.
Oh, no. It's not that I can't. I drove for 34 years, man. I don't like that road. And I'm scared of airplanes, so I don't know what the hell to do.
Man, I wish I could come up there and get your ass.
No, he said I bring that slow car.
Y'all might want to sound like cousins and shit. You doing BET sounds just like mail, man.
We had a show together one night, all night long.
All night long. We did damn good. Show did. Man, you want to co-host with me?
No, sir. You know who I want to co-host with you? Who you got? Hot
Red
Tamale. What's his name? Hot Tamale?
No.
That's the hot hater.
I got damn Hot Red, boy. He'll talk to 4 o'clock in the morning from 8 to 4, baby. It's Hot Red.
No, man. I'm going to tell y'all something. After last night, Red Hot called me, man. He said he not getting on no more talk shows no more. I said, Red Hot, you my co-host. He said, I'm not getting on no more talk shows. I deleted all talk show numbers out of my phone.
They don't know how to accept him. That's why.
He's a hater.
Yeah.
He's a hater.
I'm looking for a new co-host.
He showed the true colors last night, man. That shit was unnecessary.
What did he do? I didn't hear that show. Where that show was at?
That motherfucker got on here. Man, I hope it rained out of that motherfucker, man. He was serious, man. You can hear his voice, man.
Okay.
He came on there and said, fuck Real Gene. I hope it rained out on all you motherfuckers.
Wow.
Hey, I tell you what, man. I bet 007 won't tell Jay Bonds he's throwing something in the garbage again.
That goddamn Red Hot, boy. That's something crazy. Oh, was it Thursday?
Yeah.
He tricked on Thursday. No, it wasn't Thursday.
I tried to talk my buddy out of there, man. I told him, I said, man, I can't do the show without this man. He said, well, man, I'm just gonna get out of there, man.
That good. You did good, BT. Leave his ass alone.
No,
I didn't
want to leave him alone. He just decided he want, you know.
Yeah.
Check this out, Kimo. Hey, look, one thing about Red Hot, that motherfucker talk real tough on them telephone. You see that motherfucking bitch in public, he like a little mice. So he ain't gonna party the loop. He gonna be trying to shake your hand in public with a little scary bitch ass.
Hey, what'd you say? Say you sound real tough on the phone, nephew.
Oh yeah, in your living room, you're real tough.
So he's just like Sylvester the Cat for real.
Hey man, you heard when Bill said he gonna he'll wait at the gate and slap that motherfucker in the mouth. He said I ain't coming to the show then.
you know what? Big Clark, he's supposed to be tough in his house. That's his cat. He got to be tough in there.
Man, the motherfucking cow. You know, hey, I'd have had a bunch of dogs. This motherfucker bark you to death as long as you walking away from the fence. But you turn around and come back toward the fence, them motherfucker run up on the house.
Damn, y'all hard on Sylvester, man.
Yeah, Sylvester hard on his goddamn self.
It's being hot.
You know, they get their feelings in that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should respect each other, man. You know, and what we're trying to do here. It gets out of hand when it gets like that, bro. You know, you hear me talk stuff and back and forth with everybody, but I don't get in that disrespectful mode with them. You know, I say what I got to say to a person if I feel they need to be addressed about something, man, but I don't get out of pocket with it, bro. You know, and it shouldn't be like that.
Is that drag?
Well, that's what real men do,
yeah.
Greg. Real men know how to play and have fun, you know what I'm saying, and talk amongst each other, but, you know, anytime you got a motherfucker to put their feelings in shit and you can't talk to them, you can't talk about them, you know what I'm saying? Them the type of motherfuckers that got problems. They miserable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, bottom line to it, man, this drag racing. Everybody have fun, you know, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Me and Gadget ain't said nothing about nobody in a negative way. We done sat back and let everybody spoke their piece and said what they say, and we didn't even come on and say nothing. But when a motherfucker keep on and keep on picking, it becomes personal. So now when you take it as personal, then everybody will holler about, oh, man, you ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. But you made it that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
I feel
right,
like
right.
every man should take his tongue and stand by it. If you're man enough to say something out the way to a motherfucker, be man to yourself, whatever come behind it. That's the way I would talk.
Right, right. Well, I don't want Drag to take this ass whooping personal. What are we going to do, Drag?
Drag.
Did I not hear you say, I got everything in drag racing?
Wayne, I did not say Wayne had it, but what do you have, and I'll tell you if you got it.
I got a stock suspension 28x10-inch tie. Small block.
Yeah, you got it, Wayne, in the corner.
I'm going on mute.
Oh, Lord, I was...
He answered that real fast. I'm gone.
Real quick, yeah.
Hey, Wayne, call nitrous or turbo?
It's nitrous.
Huh?
Nitrous.
Tell him to get out. He ain't got to fuck with drag.
Uh-oh.
Who's that?
Well,
anybody on
28
nitrous, get out and leave them. And don't need y'all looking outside the box. We can't hear you, bro. Speak up.
Yeah,
hear
Squirrel?
Yeah. What
is
it? Can't hear whoever
that
it is
King,
talking,
that King Scooby, man.
That's Scooby.
What'd he say?
I think he told me he addressed that to Wayne.
Let me refresh. On 28 stock suspension nitrous.
He mean bad company and everybody. He mean that. They go for bad company too.
Am I Brian?
Any of them, man. If they got 28s on their car, they stock suspension nitrous. They got action.
Whoa. Except Kimo, he going to keep his 29s in turbo.
Damn.
Golly.
I'm tired of everybody treating Kimo like he's special ed and shit, man. Y'all got to cut that shit out.
Now, you know Kimo on that show bus, man. He don't even know what he got to give, man. That man been riding the show bus too long. Fucking turbo.
Damn, Kimo, they keep on treating you like you spent your head, man.
He driving.
Hey, Kimo, you got to do something about this shit.
Chris, you know, Big Cat, Big Chris, everything that make these guys laugh, fuck around, make them cry.
I'm betting with you. I know. A lot of them don't know, but I know. I'm betting with you. Hey, Kimo, that's King Stupid talking to you now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, King Stupid was in the seat right next to me, man. He ain't tell you how this. He ain't tell you how you read from Detroit, too. He was on the other bus right next to me.
Hey, shit. You love to have me down there.
Hey. Damn, Scooter, you on 12 for Hazelwood?
Hey, no. I realized I was on the wrong play when Kimo was licking the damn window. They had to put a helmet on him.
Yeah, no. See, we got to be with the front.
Hey, you mean when Kimo was licking the damn butt window?
Yeah, man, licking the windows, man.
Oh, man.
I was sitting right next to him. I just tried to comfort him.
This man was walking around with a motherfucking football here.
Stupid motherfucker. Hey, listen, the stupid motherfucker kept rocking back and forth, man. I tell him, Scoop, it's going to be all right. Nobody going to jump on you. It's going to be all right. I had to hold him, man.
Look here, man. Jump on this motherfucking 28 stock of spit. That's what you do.
I ain't racing no ghost car. Scooby, I ain't seen the car, fool.
I'm going to get another one now, you know. He's talking about 40,000 out of them. Hey, Grant.
Yeah.
Man, y'all better mute his mic before he say something really wrong.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
You must still got that dude Wayne mic on mute.
I don't know where Wayne went.
Wayne probably went back to work.
Now, Wayne said he'll bail on 28 now. I think Wayne will try to get out.
Now, he actually works, y'all.
What?
Yeah. Who you say y'all bringing on 28?
White trash?
That's me, yeah.
Who else on 28?
Randy's new car.
They nice as car.
Yeah, they
what
nice.
Is Jimbo? What is Jimbo on?
Oh, Jimbo on 28s.
Yeah, bring all the motherfuckers and line them up.
So is Brian on 28s with that bad company?
Yeah.
Jimbo on
28.
No,
no,
you don't even have a car.
Stock expensive 28 nitrous. They got X.
Didn't Brian blow up last week?
Yo.
No. No.
I want
to work with
you.
Man,
me with
Mike.
Man, yeah, man. Tell Wick go finish walking the goddamn dog, man.
That ain't no Wick. That ain't me with Mike. I'm
you. Go write your number now. My number on the car.
That ain't me.
We'll say that ain't me, baby. Don't say that.
It is.
I don't know what they talking their ass off.
Oh, yeah.
That's PET.
That's Chemo.
That's PET time. I got 140,000 miles. There's only 40,000 miles showing on this thing.
What a 5,000.
It's 345,000.
There's only 45 short.
I'm going for a million, man. I'm going for a million. You might not believe it, man. I'm gonna get a million out of that Honda Chemo.
What you talking? I just broke this bitch in. It just broke in.
That's what I'm talking about. That motherfucker ready to roll, man.
Hey, BET got a diesel. BET got a diesel motor.
Hey, BET.
Yeah.
Hey, when you do that million miles and you turn it back in to the who was that? Was that a Toyota, Honda you got?
Honda. They gonna
give
me a
brand new one, sir.
They gonna give me a brand new.
They give you a brand new one if you can document a 1 million miles.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta figure that one first. I gotta get that one.
Yep, that's what I'm headed for.
Yeah.
That one. I got no.
They got this motherfucker. He always trying to get something for free.
What you mean for free, motherfucker? It got money to put a million miles on a motherfucker. What's wrong with you, crazy ass boy?
Hey, man. Take $12 and fill the bitch up and you get her what?
What else, Lee?
And
BZ. Yeah.
Hey, how many cases of oil you got to put that Honda to get down there? That's what Willie Dawg say.
How many cases of oil I'm going to have to use in the Honda?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm always thinking that car really burn oil. It don't really burn oil. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know why you don't think it BT? Because you and that bitch driving it and everybody behind you see it.
You can't see it and everybody behind you.
No, Kimo. Like I said, I might leave the house when I work up. I check it. You know what I'm saying? If it's a little bit low, I add to it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nailed yet. Like I said, I took one of them five quart jugs. I took one of them for about a month and a half before I had to buy another one. So it really ain't using that much.
I know I have
to keep a check on.
As Willie Dawg said, you had to use a lot of oil going when y'all went to Florida that day. He said y'all had the Quaker State and Pennzoil.
Yeah, he said every time I stop at the gas station, I didn't fill up with gas, I filled up with oil.
I thought they said it was shooting spark plugs back.
Yeah, I shot the spark plug out.
Hell, I took that something. I told it up there to Whit now. Shit, Whit had that something to fix in 7 minutes.
Where I got a 50?
Who was that on my phone, man?
Did somebody offer you $5,000 for it? And you didn't sell it?
No, I ain't sell it, Wayne.
Shit, somebody offered you $5,000. I only paid $200 for it. That's a $4,800 profit. It's
yeah, I understand that, but I never found nothing. I kicked my own ass 1,000 times. I got rid of that. That one dependable motherfucker there, man. For real now, I'm telling you. All I need, gas, oil, and tires on that motherfucker. She ain't even going. She going anywhere. Long as I can stay awake in that son of a bitch, she gone.
You
alone
that goddamn car. You must
have
your cherry popped in that motherfucker or something.
No, it's just a good car, man. Just a good car.
Hey, you got a car? Yeah. Hey, I didn't call it up. Hey, Tim, go on back on mute, man. You don't tell nobody that, man.
Man, I don't know what that man is talking about. Don't know he's still on the phone.
He can't know, man.
You don't know who voice that is, DJ?
I don't know who it is, man. I don't know what the hell going on.
Shit, it
damn.
Sound like crew chief, but I know crew chief ain't on the phone.
That's what it sound like, but I can't. I mean, my screen, I can't do shit. The show gonna go off, and I can't do nothing. The goddamn screen is just blank.
DJ.
Yeah.
You got 13 minutes.
DJ.
Yeah, I'm here. Who that?
I was putting
nothing
the whole time,
probably. Hello. Because he sure gone. That noise gone.
Yep. He said DJ hung up.
Yeah, he forgot he was
still on the line. He hollered your name and hung up, whoever it was.
So, mailman, you going to give me a call, man? Mailman.
Hey.
You gonna give me a call?
Just soon as that goddamn tax check come in, I'm sure am. Yo, yeah. Wow. You know, can't nobody move right now. I can't budge.
Yeah. No, I just need you to holler at me. We come on the show tomorrow, man. Help me out. What you say, why, man? I'm gonna say, shit, mailman.
Wait a minute, hold on. 3373, last four?
Yeah. All right,
I'll give you a call.
All right, call in early now.
Oh, well, I know how to get in.
Okay.
I know how to get in, yes, sir.
All right, I got you.
I ain't gonna be doing shit.
What time to start, BT?
I'm just trying to keep them entertained, man, you know.
What time does show start?
Oh, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
6
o'clock our time.
Okay.
Yep. Getting close to countdown these days, man. I feel like I'll be on the road. I'll leave home early Saturday morning. I probably won't really make it back to this motherfucker until next Sunday sometime.
Because the North's coming to fuck y'all up down south.
I got to be on the road.
Hey, Wayne.
What up?
Somebody got on the phone, was calling you, man. What's that? Who, what that guy name is? Scooby?
Scooby.
What's up?
And he said,
that was stupid.
He said any 28 come down there got action. Head fuck up. I don't know that motherfucker. Hey, King Stupid, we raising a skulls car. I don't know that motherfucker either. If I had a motherfucking big block, the two copyrighted, I'd be saying the same shit. We ain't got two copyrighted. Oh, he got a big block. Shut your motherfucker.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't happy unless they looking down a motherfucker's throat. Shut your goddamn mouth, King Stupid.
Shut your goddamn
mouth. Get your weak ass down. Stop talking about what you gonna do.
I damn sure ain't gonna come up there and say, man, I'm gonna race you. I got a big block, but you gotta have a small block. Shut your motherfucking ass up, King Stupid. You done lost all cool points.
Get your 100 punk ass. You should have bought you 100 punk.
Damn. Hey, I keep winning hundreds from your stupid ass. I have enough to go purchase one.
Oh, you too dumb to try to win 100. I'm trying to give you 100 crazy ass man to tell you you won't even think about racing and you couldn't take it.
Hey, Kimo. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. If I like what I see down there, down on his ass I go.
I'm gonna bet you that same 100 you ain't gonna like what you see, Kyle. Nah.
Saturday be here soon enough.
Mm-hmm.
They're going down.
You sure right.
They're going down. The
pride gonna be so bad. They're gonna be too ignorant to walk over there and see what's going on.
Oh my goodness.
We gonna have us a good time. That's all I say. They're going down.
DJ.
Yes, sir.
Hey, look here. Who that guy said that you were not a? He said you wasn't too clear.
I'm in that mix too. I'm in that mix too, man. I'm in there.
Yeah.
Like ragu, I'm in there. I'm in that pot. I'm in there, brother.
We're trying to put a little more flavor in. We don't want nobody to feel left out.
Damn.
I'm in there, brother.
What kind of car you got?
I like I said, I don't know what nobody else going to do, but the stunner going.
All right.
I don't know nothing about what nobody else going to do, but the stunner ain't bagging down. Can't show me nothing. They can outrun drag, I'm getting to get down.
Damn.
You ain't finna put me out there in that fire. I bet you that. It's me.
I know that right.
Yeah, but we're going to race, though. But on everything, I ain't say no. All I said was a stock suspension on 28th nitrous. I didn't say nothing about motors. Don't care nothing about motors. You can have 4 copperators and 5 kids. Get your head down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, for the radio show go off, we want to let everybody know we're going to have somebody that's doing security, man. So if y'all get up with Larry and whoever don't know Larry, just either get up with Stunner or get up with me, Drag, and so we can get together so we can get somebody to watch these cars and stuff, man.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah. We ain't got but a few more minutes. I'm going to, you know, anybody got final thoughts, I'm going to say first, appreciate everybody tuning in to the show, and I hope everybody have safe, you know, travels to the racetrack. I hope we have a good weekend. I just can't wait to see everybody. You know, down on my ass, down on somebody else's ass, I plan to go. So, I mean, I just hope everybody coming with the same attitude to engage. So that's what this thing all about.
Yes, sir.
That's right. And I'm having a show tomorrow. Y'all can tune in. If you hadn't got a lock in, come get your lock in. If you got a lock in, mention your lock in for the weekend, and we'll take it from there.
Or if you need some help with your lock in, just get with BET.
That's right. If you need some help with your lock in, come on BET show tomorrow. I'm in 347-857-3373.
BET got it on HD.
That's right. Hey.
Can I get some help locking some chemo ass in?
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
Right. I'm going to let Mailman answer that for you.
Good luck.
Hey, BET.
Yeah, bro.
6638, the last four tomorrow.
6638.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I'm out of here.
All right, we're out of here. See y'all guys tomorrow, man.
All
Good night, everybody. I appreciate everybody tuning in. Y'all have a, like I said, safe rest of the week, and we'll be tuning in. But I'm going to be testing and tuning so I can get ready for Mississippi.
That's right. All right. Have a safe one.
Y'all be good, man.
Right.
Peace out.
All right. Y'all take it easy, man.
All right.
And 5 foot naked, ain't.
He ain't no damn help.
Y'all leave all the way naked alone.
That man's stomach tore if he can't leave the shitter. Y'all be good, guys.
All right.
Play your commercials, DJ, before you go. Play your commercials, man.
I want to do something. I can't do a damn thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your box messed up. Okay.
You need to get that Perfination 8 commercial, DJ.
I know, right? Boy, I can't wait. Next week, we're going to have a good time on the radio. So, talking about what went on this past weekend.
Oh, man. It's going to be a real good
Big
Rob.
Big Rob.
I think Big Rob gone.
Oh, okay. Because he got a box. He can push it. He could have pushed it.
I want to buy stock in Pepto Bismol because somebody's going to need their stomach coated when their ass get tore out.
So we need a Pepto Bismol sponsor too?
Yep.
Man, I just hope all this works out, man. And we
Wayne,
all
you going to bring both of them Carl Wayne or you just bring one? Wayne gone.
I think Wayne gone.
Yeah, Wayne gone.
Wayne heard what the dog said. It's
wrong. Shut your ass up, pig, stupid.
Uh-oh.
See, a hit dog will holler every time.
I'm just bringing the nicest car, man. That's it.
Okay.
That must be as fast as these.
Yo, wow, boy.
Hey, I tell you what. Not at this race, King Scooby, but at the next race we at, I'm going to take this small block with no nitrous, no supercharger, no turbo, and you turn that nitrous off on that big block and I'll fuck you up.
Ain't you got nitrous on that small block?
Not on this one.
You is giggling. They need to call you Insane Wayne.
Okay, but I will run your big block, though. I tell you that.
Yeah, if you want to tear it apart.
Balls to balls.
How many? You got two cars.
You got two brains, you dumb motherfucker.
What's your other car?
I got two small blocks.
Take both of them motherfuckers and weld them together